This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated. For the private use of our audience, any reproduction, rebroadcast, retransmission, or other dissemination or use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of this game without the express written consent of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated is prohibited. Fayetteville Woodpeckers baseball is live from the sandhills of North Carolina to the coastal plains and from state line to state line. This is the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Woodpeckers pregame show. Getting you set for first pitch. Let's send you out to the stadium.
Friday Night Baseball is coming up in K-Town. We are live at Atrium Health Ballpark in downtown Kannapolis. It's game 4 of 6 between the Woodpeckers and the Cannonballers live on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Hi, everybody. Welcome inside the visiting radio booth. Andrew Chapman alongside Colin Casey, ready for some baseball on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and the MILB app, where you can find our radio feed throughout the rest of the week. Fayetteville bouncing back yesterday with a 6-2 victory as they grab the first game here on the road trip. Still trail this series 2-1, Colin, against Kannapolis, but yesterday it was the reliable tandem of Jackson Nezu and Ethan Pecco that got it done. Those two combined to go 9 innings, limited the Cannonballers to just 6 hits and 2 walks and a 6-2 victory. Tonight we have another great pitching matchup that features a pair of second-rounders.
Yep, Alonzo Treadwell and Grant Taylor. Should be a really fun matchup here, but going to be hard to top yesterday's pitching performance for Fayetteville. They also got some timely hitting, but we had pitching like Nezu and Pecco yesterday. It's not going to make much of a difference anyway, so we'll see what the Woodpeckers have in store offensively in this game, but great opportunity with Treadwell on the mound to even up this series and put the pressure on the Cannonballers going into Saturday.
We'll have the starting lineups for you in just moments. It's right-hander Alonzo Treadwell coming off of 5 2/3 innings, a career-long start against the second-rounder Grant Taylor out of LSU in his single-A debut. First pitch coming up next. We'll let you listen in on the anthem. Starting lineups when we return. Game 4, Friday Night Baseball in K-Town, coming up on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Straight from the ballpark, it's time to dig in for some Woodpeckers baseball.
A three-run home run. And full wide one, right field. That ball is gone.
Here comes the cutoff throw to the plate. He dives in, and he is saved. He's saved.
He's onto the warning track, at the wall, leaping up, and he brought it back.
Down the line, and Matthews has walked it off for the Woodpeckers.
Now, here's the voice of the Woodpeckers, Andrew Chapman.
Thanks again for being with us on a Friday night in Kannapolis. Andrew Chapman alongside Colin Casey, ready for baseball. Tonight, Fayetteville tries to even up the series. They put a tough Wednesday night historic loss in the rearview mirror with a 6-2 win yesterday. In yesterday's ballgame, Ethan Pecco, Jackson Nezu got the job done on the mound, holding Kannapolis to 2 runs on 6 total hits, only 2 walks, and 9 strikeouts on the way for the Woodpecker tandem. Tonight on the mound, another intriguing pitching matchup. Right-hander Alonzo Treadwell against right-hander Grant Taylor in his single-A debut. Taylor, the second-round pick by Chicago, the White Sox last year, 51st overall in the big league draft. He'll turn 22 tomorrow, in fact, on the 20th. 21-year-old right-hander out of Louisiana State who was unable to pitch last year in their World Series championship, College World Series championship, due to Tommy John. But he is healthy now and ready to go. His second appearance as a pro, made his debut in the Arizona Complex League earlier this spring and went 3 1/3. We'll see how long they're willing to stretch him here tonight in his debut. Tossed 60 pitches his first time around. Let's meet the Fayetteville starters. Fayetteville back up to the first place spot in the South Division. They're tied with Columbia following yesterday's win at 19-17. Leading off tonight for Ricky Rivera is Kenny Gomez, the lefty, playing in center field. Oliver Carrillo, he's at first base, batting second. And Cesar Hernandez, coming off a two-hit game last night, he's third and will switch over to left field. Wander Luciano, the cleanup man, he's at second base. Juan Santander, the DH, hits fifth. Neomar Ochoa Jr. is sixth out in right field. And the 7-9 are third baseman Xavier Cassarella. Nice return for him off of the injured list yesterday. 2 hits in the game. Will Bush, the catcher, bats eighth, and Alberto Hernandez rounds it out for Fayetteville at the shortstop position. The Kannapolis Cannonballers, they're 18-17 on the year. The loss yesterday took them from the first place spot briefly back down to the third place spot, but it is truly a three-team race right now in the South. All the teams, the Kannapolis just within a half game of Fayetteville and Columbia. Excited to bring you the action. A reminder that live scoring is available for tonight's ball game as well at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com. Go to the homepage and click the line score tab, the game day button at the top of the screen, and you can follow along with all the stats that we have up here in the booth. You can also download the MILB app where you may be listening to the game tonight and follow along through the game cast. Ball game is watchable as well on MILB.TV, where you'll be joined by the voice of the Cannonballers, Dan Helody. Grant Taylor finishes up his warm-up tosses, and we are just about ready to go. Kenny Gomez stands in the left side. Fayetteville in the alternate reds today that say the Ville across the chest. The Cannonballers are in the blues. First pitch is out, and Gomez hacks through a fastball at 7:01 p.m. It's a beautiful night for baseball here in Kannapolis. 72 degrees, partly cloudy, with a little bit of rain scattered around the area, but nothing here in park for us tonight, fortunately. A pop fly onto the roof of Atrium Health Ballpark, a foul for Gomez, and it's 0-2. Kenny comes into this ball game batting .277, team-high batting average in his 30th game of the year. 9 doubles, also a team-high figure, 3 home runs and 13 RBIs. For Kenny, 9 walks, 40 strikeouts on the year as he shoots one foul off the left on the ground.
First 3 pitches, fastballs from Taylor, 98, 97, and 100.
Wow, that's some good velo for Taylor as a bouncing ball is hit over towards the left side, picked at third by Hernandez. Low throw dug out over at first base, and Kenny Gomez is retired on a 5-3 ground out. Yeah, the pitch repertoire for Grant Taylor, it features a fastball, curve, slider, and cutter. That fastball on the scouting report said to be around 93 to 95, but the early readings tonight show you that Grant Taylor has added some velo perhaps since rehabbing from that Tommy John surgery that cost him his final season at LSU, but still got him paid out of college in the second round as Carrillo cuts through a high fastball at 97. Signed for $1.6 million in the second round as a sophomore-eligible draft pick. Here's the 0-1 home, and it's high. 1-1 on Carrillo.
Maybe that Paul Skeens velocity is contagious.
Boy, the amount of talent. Can you imagine if they had a Grant Taylor, a healthy arm mixed into that arsenal as well, that rotation. They still went on to win the College World Series even without the services of Grant Taylor. Paul Skeens turned out to be all they needed, and he had quite the day in the big leagues today as well. Six hitless with 11 Ks. Oliver Carrillo in a 1-2 count. Here's the wind, the kick, and pitch from Taylor. And he strikes out. Carrillo goes too far on a breaking ball. Tough series continues for Oliver. He's had a pair of four strikeout games already, and he goes down swinging in the first trip tonight. Cesar Hernandez coming up. Let's work around the Kannapolis defense.
Yep, in the outfield today, Riku Nishita, he's in left. Albertson Assia in the center fielder. Caden Connor in right. Arxie Hernandez, the third baseman. Ryan Burrows at short. Mikey Kane at second. Ryan Galani, who homered last night, at first. And Juan Gonzalez makes his series debut behind the dish.
First pitch to Cesar off the plate outside, a Grant Taylor curve. And it's 1-0. Taylor, 21 years old, 6'3", 230 pounds, the measurables for the right-hander, and he drops the curve in there, gets the swing and miss on Hernandez. A couple of off-speed pitches coming to Cesar. Two-hit day yesterday for Hernandez. Defensively, he was in center. Tonight, he switches over to left. He's batting .246 over his first 17 pro games. Bounces this ball foul behind home plate, and it's 1-2. Hernandez with a double, a triple, and a home run on the season. Four RBIs, three walks. He has not been walking a ton over 65 at-bats, 75 plate appearances, and 15 total strikeouts. 1-2 pitch strikes him out. A 99-mile-per-hour heater right down the chute from Grant Taylor. And he is sizzling at home to start his single-A debut. We go to the bottom of the first. Kannapolis heads to the bat rack. Fayetteville goes down quietly. We are underway from K-Town on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401. They're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
Vámonos! Los Guerreros de Fayetteville return to the diamond in 2024. Watch the Woodpeckers transform into their Copa de la Diversión identity for three regular season games, May 11th, June 11th, and September 4th. Enjoy tasty, Latin-inspired food items from the concession stands. Mark your calendars. The first 1,000 fans through the gates on Los Guerreros kickoff night, May 11th, will receive a Guerreros bucket hat thanks to Blue Diamond Transportation. Get your tickets now for La Noche de Los Guerreros at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
Entered the weekend in Kannapolis. Friday night baseball underway. The Woodpeckers go quietly against Grant Taylor in order in the first, and now it's time for Alonzo Treadwell to climb to the mound. Fayetteville's second round pick out of UCLA from 2023. Treadwell faces Riku Nishita, the lefty, to start things out and delivers a fastball for strike one. Nishita, Ryan Burrows, and then Caden Connor, the top three of the lineup for second year Kannapolis manager Patrick Leland. Treadwell winds, kicks, and fires home. Pitches down and in on a changeup, and it's 1-1. Treadwell coming off a career-long 5 2/3 innings in a start last Saturday against Carolina. He's 1-1 on the year with a 5.40 ERA in 6 games and 5 starts. Pitch tipped foul to the screen it goes, and it's 1-2. So Treadwell is more of a classic starter, at least he has been to this stage of the year, the one relief appearance, but unlike what we've seen from previous years where guys will tandem, start, come out of the bullpen, Treadwell has been more of a pure starter. Alonzo winds, kicks, and throws the 1-2. Curveball slipped and missed high. Over 21 and two-thirds innings, Treadwell has struck out 25, limited the walks to just 9, and given up 13 earned runs on 22 hits, only surrendered one home run on the season. Shakes off Bush briefly on the second sign. He nods, throws the 2-2, and it's a fastball that misses up and in. 3 balls and 2 strikes on Nishida. 4 through 6 today are Ryan Galani, who's homered in back-to-back games. Albertson, Acien, Luis Pineda. 7 through 9, Arxie Hernandez, Juan Gonzalez, and Mikey Kane. Next pitch on the ground out toward short. Circling behind Hernandez, one-handed scoop, a throw on the move, and it's in time to get Riku Nishida down at first for the first out of the inning. One away from Alonzo Treadwell. Hernandez makes the play at short. Let's meet the rest of the Fayetteville defense in this one.
Yep, newly 21-year-old Xavier Cassarello over at third. Hernandez the shortstop. Juan Luciano at second. Oliver Carrillo at first. Cesar Hernandez in left field. Kenny Gomez, the center fielder. Nehomar Ochoa Jr. in right. And Will Bush for the third straight night doing the catching for Treadwell.
Now it's Ryan Burrows, and he takes a slider on the outside corner. You know, Riku Nishida, even when he's retired and he goes back to the dugout, he stays active. He quickly went to the on-deck circle and communicated with Caden Connor as this ball's bounced out towards third. One skip for Cassarella, fields at the belt. His throw is offline at first, but corralled by Carrillo, and he drops a tag on Burrows before he gets to first. It's a nice adjustment by Carrillo to save the throwing error. Back to that point, though, I've seen Nishida do that a couple of times in this series where he might have picked up on something at the plate or just an observation and he wanted to pass it down the line. Treadwell working quick through the top two hitters, pair of ground outs, and here's Caden Connor standing into the left side. Connor with the high red socks up today, and the pitch is upstairs, a curve. Standard four-pitch mix for Alonzo Treadwell, a fastball, curveball, slider, and changeup. Fastball will live around 93 to 94 for him. Pitch tapped to the plate. That was the hook. And it's 1-1. On the other side of things, we saw some 99-mile-per-hour velocity from Grant Taylor. Even flashed a 100 on his fastball in the first inning. So Fayetteville have to grab the extra bat weights offensively and try and time up the velo. Here's the whine, the kick, and the 1-1 home. Low and inside. It's 2 balls and 1 strike on Caden Connor, one of Kannapolis's top hitters, batting .295 on the year over 34 games. 11 doubles, a triple, and 2 home runs, along with a team-high 30 RBIs. Fastball just missed in off of the plate for ball 3. Our plate umpire tonight is Theo Arndt and Liana Ricks, the lone female umpire in the Carolina League. She works the bases, two-man umpiring crew in black ball caps, black polos, and dark gray pants. Next pitch down and in, and Alonzo Treadwell loses Caden Connor. A 5-pitch walk extends the first inning. Puts Connor aboard and brings Ryan Galani to the plate.
Yeah, it's this heart of the order for Kannapolis that have been consistently strong through the first 3 games of this series. Connor, Galani, and then Acien on deck. So Treadwell, no pun intended, wants to tread lightly here against this part of the lineup for the Cannonballers.
Galani's homered in back-to-back games, including a controversial long ball yesterday, and Treadwell got his spike stuck in the mound on his way down the slope. He never releases the baseball. He tripped over himself, and a balk will be assessed that sends Caden Connor down to second base.
Not too often you see that right there. Just lost his footing.
So down to second, Connor, runner in scoring position with 2 outs. We're scoreless in the bottom of the first. And now the first actual pitch home to Galani, and misses outside. 1 ball and no strikes. Galani has also put up gaudy numbers offensively. A team-high batting average of .351 over 24 games. Last night he hit his 4th home run of the year. And he has 23 RBIs on the season. Fastball for a strike. It was a home run, though, that looked foul. It was called fair. It cleared the top of the right field foul pole, perhaps on the foul side of it. Ricky Rivera came out to argue, and the call stood. Home run number 4 for Ryan Galani. And the lone run that Ethan Pecco surrendered on the night. Pitch down in the dirt's fouled away by Galani. Got a piece of Will Bush behind the plate, too.
Good news is Fayetteville took that home run out of the equation by immediately responding with three runs of their own in the seventh. So nice job of not letting that play linger, just going right back to the plate and getting the job done.
And went in front with two runs in the sixth on a Gomez single and then added the insurance. The 1-2 now. Delaney takes up high, a shoulder-level fastball, and it's 2-2. Delaney over at first base defensively today. Game number 25 of his season. He has six doubles and also a team-high three triples to go along with those four homers. 2-2, strikes him out swinging. A slider sweep into the outside, and Treadwell works around the two-out walk and then balk. Strands Cade and Connor down at second base, and both second-rounders put up a zero to start the day. We head to the second inning. Fayetteville heads back to the plate when we return. No score between the Woodpeckers and the Ballers.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details. Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of minor league baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Top of the second inning in Kannapolis. Wander Luciano leads it off for Fayetteville and cracks the first pitch deep out into left field. This is all the way back towards the berm, and it is long gone. Wander Luciano crushes the first pitch off of Grant Taylor and touches them all for a 1-0 lead. Timed up a 95-mile-per-hour fastball and smoked it 437, one of the longest home runs we've seen by a Woodpecker this year.
Talk about coming out with a bang for Luciano, and a guy who had the home run power last year in the Florida Complex League, Chappie. Just one home run so far this season. You can add another one to that. They've come in bunches, too, for Luciano, so maybe this is the swing that really starts to bring some more of those big flies.
Well, there's so much effort in the swing of Wanner, and how many hacks this year have we kind of said, boy, if he connects, it's going to go a long, long way. That time he did. And you have a lot of velo coming out of Grant Taylor's hand as well, providing some of that extra juice. Santander in an 0-2 count as he stands in. Taylor winds, kicks, and offers. Misses outside, and it's 1-2.
It's the first home run in exactly a month for Luciano. Homered on the 17th of April on the road in Fredericksburg.
And by my calculations, Colin, it is the longest home run of the year for a Fayetteville hitter. Santander fouls away the 2-2 pitch at the plate and keeps the count level.
Definitely passed the eye test, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, Oliver Carrillo's home run off of the batter's eye in center field back on April 27th against Down East had an estimated distance of 423 feet. Luciano just beat him by a good 14 feet on that shot that made it all the way up to the top of the left center field berm area. The 2-2 again. Santander swings and shoots a ground ball through the right side. Out into right field it goes for a single. And what a start to this second inning for Fayetteville. That was a tough pitch in off of the plate, and Santander just kept the hands compact and knuckled it the opposite way for a base hit. Brings up Naomar Ochoa.
That's such a difficult pitch to hit, too. Well located by Taylor. Slider in where you have to adjust when you're expecting the fastball. Slow your swing down, but also catch up to it at the same time. And he still just finds a way to sneak it through the right side of the infield. Excellent piece of hitting.
So here's Ochoa into the right side. Naomar looking to get involved behind Luciano and Santander. Quite the opposite inning that Grant Taylor enjoyed in the first, where he reached 100 miles an hour with the heater and struck out back-to-back hitters in a 1-2-3 frame. Middle infield, a double play depth. Pitch to Ochoa is in there for a called strike. The 93-mile-per-hour cutter. Ochoa batting an even 200 on the year over 31 games. Next pitch, a fastball gets him swinging and missing. Actually, might have been the changeup there for Taylor. Only came in at 88 miles an hour. Ochoa with a pair of home runs on the year, four doubles and 14 RBIs. Next pitch, a slider strikes him out swinging. Ochoa chased it to the outside. And Taylor settles in with his third strikeout of the day and first out of the second inning. 1-0 Woodpeckers on a Luciano big fly. 437 feet out to the left center field berm for his second of the year. Xavier Casarella standing in, and the first pitch home. Swung on and wrapped foul off to the left. Successful return for Casarella yesterday, activated off of the injured list on his 21st birthday. And he came up with a big two-run single on a ground ball out to right field in that three-run seventh inning that all but sealed the game for Fayetteville. The pitch outside is a ball, and it's 1-1. Casarella has been limited in how much he's played this season just because of two trips to the IL now. Runners going. Santander had a late break. The throw down and not in time. Sweeping tag by Kane, but Santander gets in there. Feet first slide for a stolen bag. It will go as his third of the year.
He can hit, he can run, he can pitch. He can do it all right now, Chappie. Good to see him get that jump. He didn't get that big of a jump. I don't think he would have been in there safely, but he's got some pretty good senses on the bases for a guy his size.
And it may have been a designed hit and run because Casarella swung at a pitch that was pretty far in off of the plate. 1-2 pitch is chopped out towards second base. Two high skips for Kane. He fields the letters and throws over to first to retire Casarella. Grounder gets Santander down to third base. And with two outs and a chance to bring home another run, here comes Will Busch. So Busch standing into the left side. Will off a two-hit day yesterday. It was the first multi-hit game for Will Busch in the month of May. So nice to see him have some success at the plate. The pitch misses low. He made a lot of solid contact on Wednesday as well. Despite that lopsided 22-1 loss, Busch hit three hard line drives, finished 1-for-4 with a single, and now has hits in back-to-back games as he shoots a soft line drive towards the middle. It kicks off of Burrows' foot as he tried to slide and scoop it. It ricochets out towards second base, and Busch is on with a single. Juan Santander scores on the swing, and it's 2-0 Woodpeckers. Will Busch out to a three-game hitting streak.
He's been terrific over the last five games. Even some of the swings that haven't resulted in hits have been great contact, and this time he gets rewarded. Tough play up the middle. Burrows, a good effort. Nice little start for Fayetteville against Taylor after it seemed like he was lights out in the first inning.
Yeah, not the type of inning you expected, really, with Taylor establishing himself the way he did. But the Woodpeckers have shown that ability to time up velocity this year. It's not a group that swings and misses a bunch at those upper 90s fastballs. the set and the offer. A swing and a line drive shot to the right and out of play. Think back to the Fredericksburg series where they competed against Harleen Susana, the hard-throwing right-hander for the Nationals that was up in the 100 and 101 territory. The 1-1 now is low and outside. Two balls and a strike. Alberto Hernandez, the final of the nine hitters to see Grant Taylor. He's batting 177 on the year over 24 games. Only extra base hit, a double on the season to go along with 13 singles. And there's a firm fastball at the knees, just a little bit low, says home plate umpire Theo Arndt, and it's 3-1. Luciano home run, the Santander single put him aboard, and he comes around on the Bush base hit. And it was indeed officially scored, the base hit. The pitch home, there's a strike, and it fills the count on the Havana, Cuba native, Alberto Hernandez. Taylor down to the belt, slide steps home. The runner is going on the pitch, and a fly ball pulled out into shallow left field. Burrows drifts out from short and makes the two-handed grab above the cap to end the inning. Fayetteville punches first tonight. Two runs come home in the second inning on the Luciano home run and Bush single. And Treadwell will return to the mound, leading 2-0 when we come back for the bottom of the second on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
There's no better place to spend your Thursday nights in the Ville than Sigma Stadium this Woodpecker season. Quench your thirst on Thirsty Thursdays every Thursday home game with $4 16-ounce brews and $2 Pepsi products all night long. Head to the ballpark early for live music on select Thursday nights beginning at 5 p.m. at Healy's Bar. Start your weekend early all summer long at Sigma Stadium's Thirsty Thursday, presented by Rock 103 FM. Visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
I can buy myself flowers, write my name in the sand, talk to myself for hours, see things you don't understand. I can take myself dancing.
Fayetteville takes a 2-0 lead in the top of the second inning on a Luciano home run and Will Bush RBI single. Alonzo Treadwell pitching from the front, and now a fastball inside for the first pitch, and on a check swing, he did not go. It's Albertson Acien at the plate. Acien out in center field today and batting fifth. Treadwell motions home and misses outside with a fastball. It's 2-0. Then Luis Pineda in the on-deck circle, the DH, and Arcy Hernandez. 5, 6, and 7 the order for Treadwell, who worked around a two-out walk in the first. Next pitch, low and outside, ball 3. Falling behind big to Acien. Albertson Acien batting 255 over 27 games. He has a double, a triple, and 3 home runs. Takes a strike here on the outer third, and it's 3-1. Acien with 18 RBIs on the year to go along with 19 walks and 32 strikeouts. He swings at the 3-1, fouls it behind home, and Treadwell has climbed back into the count. It's full, 3-2.
That last pitch was perfect. 92 low and outside corner. Very difficult one to put in play.
Here comes the payoff. And a fastball just missed outside. It's ball four. So Treadwell comes all the way back to fill the count, only to lose Asien on the sixth pitch. Pair of walks already for Treadwell. Something to monitor as he works against Luis Pineda. Casey the Bat Dog makes her first appearance of the night and heads out there to shag the bat. First pitch home to Pineda. Taken up and outside. Pineda DHing today for the Cannonballers on the season, batting 198 over 25 games, 7 doubles and 3 home runs, along with 11 RBIs and 11 runs scored. The runner is going. A swing and miss at a high fastball. The throw down from Bush is not in time. Luciano dropped the tag around the belt of Asien, but a good jump, and he's down to second base.
It was a good pitch to throw on for Bush. Top of the zone, got the swing and a miss, but Asien got going pretty quickly as Treadwell started his delivery.
The set by Alonso in the 1-1. Pineda stays off a curveball dropping below the zone, ball two. Asien is one of the most aggressive runners for Kannapolis. That stolen base is 11th. And it ties him with Riku Nishida for the team lead. The pitch. Fastball, a strike on the outer third, and it's level 2-2. Pineda originally out of Venezuela. The pitch home. Strikes him out. Slider to the outside part. And Pineda whiffs through it for Treadwell's second strikeout and first out of this inning. It'll bring Arxie Hernandez up to the plate.
That's the definition of a wipeout slider. Just starts on the inner half and just cuts right across the strike zone. Very difficult pitch to hit for Pineda. And that's the thing with Treadwell. He doesn't have the most overpowering fastball, but he's just an artist when it comes to the off-speed.
First pitch home to Hernandez, and it's outside. Arxie Hernandez is batting right at the 200 mark over 29 games. A home run and 11 RBIs. Treadwell sets, looks to second a couple of times, delivers. And a ground ball up the middle. That'll get by Hernandez and out into short center field. They wave Asien around third, and he will come in to score. Kannapolis gets one back on an RBI single from Arxie Hernandez. And it's 2-1, Woodpeckers.
Yeah, funny enough, top of the broadcast, Chappie, we're talking about a potential pitcher's duel, and here we are, two innings in, both offenses getting going in the early going, and Arxie Hernandez has quietly had himself a strong series, was out of the lineup yesterday, comes back in and making a difference in his first AB.
Similar to last night's game where the two sides went back and forth early before Fayetteville broke it open. Now Juan Gonzalez in the right side, and he takes strike one on a curve. Treadwell is coming off that career-long day of 5 2/3 innings. He only needed 76 pitches to get through that many outs. He nearly provided Fayetteville their first quality start of the year. Draws the check swing here, and Gonzalez went too far on an outside slider. Treadwell gave up 3 earned runs on 4 total hits. Didn't factor into the decision despite going as long as he did. The set in the 0-2. Swinging a line drive to second. It's grabbed by Luciano. He'll pocket the baseball, look the runner back to first. Hernandez dives headlong back into the bag. And Casey the Bat Dog says, "I will take that bat, sir." It looked like a cannonballer was going to retrieve it out of the dugout, but letting Casey do her job.
Yeah, Juan Gonzalez is making his series debut. I think didn't realize, oh, you got someone to take that bat for me.
Two outs, and here's Mikey Kane, the 9-hitter. First pitch down in the dirt. It shorted the plate by a ton. And Will Bush able to shoulder block it to keep the runner down at first base.
Mikey Kane lasted the nine to see Alonzo Treadwell tonight. Fayetteville leading 2-1 early in the bottom of the second. Mikey Kane is batting 195 over his first 12 games. Eight hits across 41 at-bats, including three doubles, but no home runs. Line drive up the middle. It gets out into center field. Hernandez stops at second base, and all Treadwell could do was dodge out of the way of that one. Shot right back towards him. And Mikey Kane comes up with the second Cannonballers hit of the inning. First and second now, the runners with two outs. And it's back to the top of the lineup card with Riku Nishida.
That's huge. Nine-hitter gets a good piece of contact there, keeps the inning alive, and sets one of the best contact hitters in the Carolina League up. All you need is a base hit to tie this ball game.
So both starters forced to labor a little bit in this second inning after putting up zeros to start the game. Grant Taylor surrenders a pair of runs. Treadwell with two on, one home in this home second inning, and on the first pitch to Nishida, he fouls it back into the screen, strike one. Friday night crowd continues to file in, and a lot of scouts in the ballpark today. You had Boy Scouts out there unveiling the American flag in center during the national anthem. And sometimes they let them camp out in the outfield on nights like tonight. Not sure if that's the case, but a lot of scouts in the crowd.
Probably some major league scouts, too, with this pitching
I think
matchup.
So, yeah, with the second rounders, different types of scouts. The ones with the clipboards and the stopwatches. Pitch down and inside. And it's one ball and one strike. It's not as obvious anymore. I think there's new technology that sort of disguises some of the scouts out there. You used to see 10 guys with a big clunky radar gun pointing it towards the pitcher. I think there's more modern day technology that helps with some of that stuff now. The 1-1 home. And a fastball misses up and outside. It's 2-1.
You can kind of get what you're looking for on just like an iPad or one of those Surface tablets.
Yeah.
And might just be looking for guys in the polos with a major league team logo on it. That's probably your biggest hint.
The set by Treadwell in the 2-1 home. A line drive shot foul into the screen. Big shout out to Woodpeckers video coordinator Tristan Saglime for getting us the measurements up in the booth tonight. Stadium TrackMan. That's how we're able to tell you that Wander Luciano hit a 437-foot home run last inning. Recorded as the longest on the season for Fayetteville by the estimated distance. The 2-2 set and pitch. Nishida takes high and away. Full count on Nishida with an open bag down at third. Inning continues. It'll be Ryan Burrows, the righty standing in the on-deck circle. Treadwell sets, throws the payoff with the runners moving, and Nishida slaps it foul. That's the hard part about trying to put away Riku Nishida. He's not going to swing for the fences. He's just going to flick the bat out there and try and make contact in some way, shape, or form. That's his game. Runs out of the left side a little bit, kind of like what Ichiro used to do back in the day. 3-2 with two outs. The pitch coming home. And Nishida slaps it foul again. He was fed a good curveball down and inside towards his shoelaces. And the goal is just to spoil it off right now, Colin.
Yeah, he really is kind of an old-school type hitter. The guys that just put the ball in play way back in the early stages of baseball, and you can always find use in those guys, especially at the top of your order in at-bats like these.
Nishida, originally from Osaka, Japan. Payoff pitch, and he fouls it again back towards the screen.
Yeah, and Treadwell's throwing everything with the kitchen sink at him right now. A couple of fastballs, saw the slider earlier. Got enough pitches to go to, but just seems like Nishida can get a bat on literally anything he throws.
He grounded out his first time. He tries to extend the second inning here. Another 3-2, and Nishida again tips it foul and rolls it towards his first base dugout. This is tough for Treadwell, who has to keep an eye on the pitch count now. at least in this inning alone. He's up to 45 pitches. Riku Nishita has fouled off four straight. And the next pitch will be number 10 of this at-bat. Two cannonballers on, one home on the RBI single from Arxie Hernandez. Treadwell's mixed up the entire repertoire against Nishita. And here comes the 10th pitch. Nishita swings and shoots it on the ground, up the middle, and collected by Hernandez. He'll throw to first just in time to get Nishita. Well positioned, the shortstop, and Hernandez ends the inning. Treadwell out of it. He escapes with a 2-1 lead, and we head to the third next from Atrium Health Ballpark.
Fireworks Fridays are back at Segra Stadium all summer long. After every Friday home game, the Woodpeckers will light up the downtown sky with fireworks presented by Q98. 14 big shows are scheduled during 2024, including our July 3rd mega show and fan appreciation night to close the year on Sunday, September 8th. The Friday fun doesn't stop there. Come on out for our featured theme nights. 80 Deuces Night, May 10th. It's Star Wars Night, May 31st, and Video Game Night, June 21st. For more information on our 2024 promotions, please visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Top of the third inning, and the lefty, Kenny Gomez, leads it off. Gomez, Carrillo, and Hernandez here with Fayetteville leading 2-1. And now to take you through the play-by-play, let's send it over to Colin Casey.
Thank you so much, Andrew Chapman. Grant Taylor's first pitch of the third misses up and outside. That one at 90 miles an hour. Might have actually been his changeup that he just lost the grip on, because obviously we've seen him touch triple digits on the fastball, but got hit around a bit in the second inning. Goes to the fastball there and gets a swing and a miss from Gomez, who grounded out his first time up. Wander Luciano hit his second home run of the year, and then it was an RBI single from Will Bush to give Fayetteville a brief 2-0 lead, now 2-1, thanks to the RBI single for Arxie Hernandez in the Cannonballers lineup. Fouled off by Gomez. It is 1-2. Kenny with a multi-hit game yesterday, his sixth of the season. He'll lay off a breaking ball downstairs. He's tied for Chase Jaworski in that regard, leading the team. Some clouds moving in, completely overcast skies now over Kannapolis. Fouled straight back. Gomez will stay alive. There is some wet weather on the radar. Hasn't started raining yet, and the hope is that it will be light if there is anything at all. See how that impacts field conditions. 2-2, misses a little bit high, and Gomez putting together a good AB right now. Full count. Oliver Carrillo on deck, and then Cesar Hernandez. Now we've got time called, and both umpires briefly came together to talk about something. Someone was looking out towards the outfield. I don't know if it might have been an issue with the pitch clock or what, but a brief pause. Now the 3-2 pitch, and Gomez grounds it foul up along first. Three home runs, 13 runs batted in and a 275 average now for Kenny. Payoff pitch, and it is called strike three right on the outside corner. Gomez not a fan of that. Might have clipped the zone. That was a pitcher's pitch there from Taylor, and he has his fourth strikeout.
Yeah, close enough to where you have to try and protect. Swing the bat at the plate. Try and spoil it off. You gotta go. If everybody went with the Riku Nishida approach, just swinging anything with two strikes, get some long at bats.
Oliver Carrillo takes ball one upstairs. Carrillo has liked playing on Fridays this year, I'll tell you that. 6-for-11 playing on Friday games. Two of his home runs have come on Fridays this year. Pitch misses down low for Taylor. It's 2-0. But it has been a bit of a mini slump, as Chappie alluded to his first time up. A lot of swings and misses for the former Padres farmhand. 2-0 is called a strike inside corner. Working quickly, Taylor's 2-1 is grounded over to short, right at Ryan Burrows. He comes up firing and picks up the second out. So two up, two down for Taylor. He and Burrows likely came over on the same plane from the Arizona Complex League. Both of them called up ahead of this week's series. And both of them have made an impact so far this week, Burrows specifically. First pitch to Hernandez is a fastball up and outside. Woodpeckers able to bring a halt to their four-game losing skid with victory last night. That was their longest losing streak of the season. Hernandez, chopper left side, could be a tough play. Taylor bare hands the throw to first, not going to be in time. Too much speed from Cesar Hernandez. Safe to say that knee that he took a fastball off of yesterday is doing quite well, because he was blazing down the first baseline, and he's rewarded with a two-out infield single.
When you got some wheels, that territory between home plate and the mound, that can be single territory for you. It's not the hard contact you look for when you step to the plate, but credit to Hernandez for getting out of the box quickly. Being a lefty, he has a step advantage on a play like that, and he made it count.
Wander Luciano trying to follow up the solo home run he had last time against Taylor, and he takes strike one. Pitch was well inside, but called a strike. For quick note on Hernandez, picks up a hit with two outs. He's actually the team leader in batting average with two outs this year, hitting .313 when he comes up with two away. Changeup dips low. So a guy who certainly knows how to give an inning some second life. And his speed over at first could find himself in scoring position quickly. We'll see how much of an eye Taylor keeps on him. One ball, one strike. There goes Hernandez. Pitch misses low. Throw down from Gonzalez. Nearly ends up getting Hernandez in the helmet, but it went off the glove of the covering second baseman, Kane, dribbling away. It's a stolen base for Cesar Hernandez. He's in scoring position. Fourth stolen base of the year for Hernandez. And a favorable 2-1 count for Wander Luciano. Luciano now with 10 runs batted in on the year after the solo shot. Taylor a look at second, and the former LSU Tiger delivers. Good breaking ball. Luciano checks swing, and he did go around on appeal, says field umpire Leanna Ricks. Luciano mentioned that he can homer in bunches, at least he did last year. In a 10-day span with the FCL Astros in July of 2023, he homered five times, including in three consecutive games. 2-2, won't hit one out here. That's a called strike three at 98 miles an hour. And the fifth strikeout for Grant Taylor ends the inning, stranding Hernandez at second base. But the Woodpeckers will take a 2-1 lead in the bottom of the third. Lonzo Treadwell back on the mound. We'll be back in a moment on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
A business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success.
The Force is strong in downtown Fayetteville. Star Wars Night returns to Sagra Stadium Friday, May 31st, as our Woodpeckers take on the Augusta Green Jackets in a galaxy far, far away. Whether you're a Jedi or a Sith, dress up as your favorite characters and enjoy a baseball battle. The Woodpeckers will suit up in their Star Wars-themed uniforms and stick around for post-game fireworks presented by Q98 after the game. Star Wars Night, Friday, May 31st. First pitch at 7:05. For more details and tickets, go to FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Sagra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.MILBStore.com to shop for all merchandise. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.MILBStore.com.
Alonzo Treadwell back on the mound, and he starts off the bottom of the third inning with a called strike fastball knee high to the Kannapolis two hitter Ryan Burrows. 2-1, Fayetteville leads on the road here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Slider misses up and outside. The Woodpeckers hoping to pull even in this series after dropping the first two contests. Also trying to avoid losing back-to-back series this year after not dropping any series up until last week against the Carolina Mudcats. A big swing from Burrows, and he comes up empty. Treadwell gave up a run in the second, but pitched his way out of a two-on, two-out jam, getting a huge ground out of Riku Nishida in a 10-pitch at-bat. Burrows swings and misses, and Treadwell has his second strikeout to begin the third. It's a high slider, and 19-year-old Burrows just couldn't lay it off.
And look for some quicker outs in this third inning. Help stabilize that pitch count a little bit. Already at 50, so don't know if we're going to see 5 2/3 out of Treadwell like we did last time, but if he can still get close to 5, that'll help the bullpen.
First pitch swinging, Caden Connor with a ground ball to second. Wander Luciano throws to first, and just the doctor ordered for Treadwell, a one-pitch second out in the third. These are the type of outs that we saw a lot of back on Tuesday from Kannapolis starter Drew McDaniel. Ended up going 7 innings. Did not give up a run. Struck out 9. First of 2 quality starts by Kannapolis starters in their 2 victories on Tuesday and Wednesday. Ryan Galaney, who's homered in 2 straight games, with a hot shot to short. Speared on a hop by Hernandez. Throws on to first and gets Galaney. Alberto Hernandez with a difficult play deep in the hole in shallow left, and it's a brief 1-2-3 inning for Alonzo Treadwell. We go to the fourth. Still a 2-1 lead for Fayetteville. This is the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Hi, I'm Trenton Reed, owner of the Dogwood Realty Group, and this is where your dreams find a home. Our dedicated team offers personalized solutions for every client, whether buying or selling. From cozy condos to spacious estates, we're here to make sure your real estate journey is seamless. Need to sell fast? Our innovative strategies ensure results in record time. Explore homes virtually on our user-friendly website, Real Estate Made Easy. Join families who've entrusted us. Contact Dogwood Realty Group today at 910-920-0323. Dogwood Realty Group. Faith, family, real estate.
Calling all pups. Wagon Wednesdays are your chance to enjoy some baseball with your furry friends at the ballpark. All dogs are welcome inside Sigma Stadium during Wednesday night home games throughout the season. Dog admission is just $1 with proof of up-to-date vaccination record. Leash required while in the park. Fetch a great deal with Wagon Wednesdays, presented by News Talk 640 WFNC. Visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com for more details.
Third of the way through this Friday night affair in a battle of North Carolina. Fayetteville Woodpeckers 2, Kannapolis Cannonballers 1. Colin Casey, Andrew Chapman, happy to have you on this Friday evening. And for now, we stay dry. Juan Santander steps into the batter's box. 5, 6, and 7 hitters due up for the Woodpeckers. Santander, who's 1-for-1, takes a fastball from Grant Taylor on the outside corner. 0-1. Santander had a single through the right side to get on base his first time up. Taylor working quickly. A fastball hit to the same spot over at second, but this time it is played by Mikey Kane, and he throws to first for the 4-3 putout. Quick first out for Taylor. I'll bring up Nehomar Ochoa Jr. Grant Taylor, again, second-round pick by the Chicago White Sox last summer. Originally from Florence, Alabama, went to Florence High School before playing at LSU and the next state over. Pop up from Ochoa to the right side on the first pitch, and Kane will have it. Stays on the infield, a pop out, and just like that, Taylor has two outs. Both pitchers right now, after a rocky second inning, they have cranked up the efficiency sliders here in the third and fourth.
Yeah, it looks like the two of them have somewhere to be shortly here. They worked some quick innings. Treadwell, 5 pitches, now 2 quick outs, and I'd take one here if you're X.
And he does. Breaking ball called, strike one. Taylor, of course, not pitching last year, but 2022 with LSU, went 4-1 with a 5.81 earned run average across 31 innings. Cassarella fouls it off. Really made a name for himself, though, in the Cape Cod Baseball League during the summer of 2022, where he had a 2.14 earned run average over 21 innings with the Brewster Whitecaps. 0-2 pitch, and Taylor strikes out Cassarella. Slider breaks to the outside part of the plate, and a quick 1-2-3 inning on the other side now for Kannapolis. They'll get back to the plate when we return. Bottom of the fourth, still Fayetteville, 2-1.
The Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport, and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
Vamanos! Los Guerreros de Fayetteville return to the Diamond in 2024. Watch the Woodpeckers transform into their Copa de la Diversión identity for 3 regular season games, May 11th, June 11th, and September 4th. Enjoy tasty, Latin-inspired food items from the concession stands. Mark your calendars. The first 1,000 fans through the gates on Los Guerreros kickoff night, May 11th, will receive a Guerreros bucket hat thanks to Blue Diamond Transportation. Get your tickets now for La Noche de Los Guerreros at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
Albert Senesian lead things off for Kannapolis. Bottom of the fourth inning, Alonzo Treadwell back out there, and he gets a pop-up on the first pitch. Right side into foul territory. Oliver Carrillo comes down with it for the first out, and Alonzo Treadwell has set down the last four batters he's faced on just six pitches. Both of these guys, him and Taylor, working at lightning pace.
Yeah, how about that? He struck out Burrows on three pitches in the third, got ground outs first pitch to Connor and Galani, and we talked about Treadwell maybe having his day come to a close in this third or fourth with a laborious second, but now he's moving along.
Treadwell gets a first pitch swing here, and it's a broken bat single into shallow right for Luis Pineda. So another quick at-bat, but this one results in a base runner. Pineda picks up the third hit for Kannapolis tonight.
Yeah, Pineda's a strong kid. That pitch was pretty well located right on the outside part to the righty. Just stuck the hands out there, and the baseball got the end of the bat. That's why it cracked the lumber. If you're strong enough, all you need is just some forearms, and you can push it out there for a single.
Yep, that battle die a hero, and Arxie Hernandez, who drove in the lone run for Kannapolis, steps up to the plate. Short leadoff for first for Pineda, not a huge threat to run, and another first pitch swing from the Cannonballers, and Hernandez fouls it off to the right, off the light tower. I mentioned earlier about Grant Taylor coming back from injury after missing the 2023 season. If there's anyone who can relate to him, it's Alonzo Treadwell on the mound tonight. Fastball called strike two. Of course, Treadwell had some injury issues at UCLA with his back and his ribs. But even in his high school days, he didn't pitch as a senior in high school because he underwent Tommy John surgery. So he knows what it's like to be on the shelf. And there's a big breaking ball and strike three for Treadwell. His fourth strikeout fans Hernandez for the second out. Up comes Juan Gonzalez, and you know, that's kind of the life as a pitcher nowadays, you know. Very taxing physically occupation where you know your arm's going to have to be very well protected. As the first pitch from Treadwell misses down and away. Just the nature of the game in 2024. Obviously a huge increase in arm injuries since the turn of the century, and it's important that these guys are certainly well looked after to minimize any of those injuries. Check swing, and Gonzalez was unable to hold up 1-1. The good news is, as we've seen from Taylor, coming back from elbow surgery, velocity didn't go anywhere. If anything, it improved. Breaking ball down in the dirt, nice stop from Bush, 2-1.
That's the miracles of modern medicine. You know, it used to be where the UCL injury is a career ender, then developments of Tommy John surgery were just to try and preserve a guy's career, get him back out there on the mound. But now you see more and more pitchers who are better built and are throwing harder after the recovery process.
Fastball called strike two, of course, named after the former major league pitcher Tommy John, who actually turns 81 years old next week. But had a 26-season career. And, of course, part of that pioneer surgery in the 70s. 2-2 misses down and in, a full count now on Gonzalez. 1974 was when he tore his UCL, and Frank Joby, the Dodger physician, was the one who performed the surgery on him and ends up bearing his name. Huge step forward in the medical field. Payoff pitch from Treadwell is looped into shallow center field. Leaping Hernandez, he can't get there. It lands for a hit. Rounding second, heading into third is Pineda. And the tying run is 90 feet away for Kannapolis thanks to the single from Gonzalez. Another one that wasn't hit all that hard but found its way into center. Hernandez just couldn't time that jump. And now a big at-bat coming for Kannapolis nine-hitter Mikey Kane. He is one for one already.
Those little flares always a little more difficult to swallow when there's runners on and two outs because, you know, Pineda is not slowing down. He was hustling hard the entire way, gets the third.
Treadwell starts Kane off with a slider well outside. Fayetteville took a 2-0 lead early on. Team that has struck first has won all three games this week. Fastball in for a strike, 92 miles an hour. Woodpeckers trying to get back to over 500 on the road. They are 9-9 away from Segra Stadium this year. Runner going, 1-1, foul tipped in it. Got a piece of Bush's wrist guard. Knocked it completely off, and it will be a foul ball. Coming home was Luis Pineda, just touched the base just in case, but was a foul tip. Bush has been taking a beating back there over the last couple of days. He called for catcher's interference on Wednesday, so had a swing clip his glove. He's had to make a number of tremendous stops on breaking balls in the dirt, and he'll readjust that batting glove he wears underneath his fielding glove. And he will toss a baseball, a fresh one back. No, actually, he'll hand it on back to home plate umpire Theo Arndt. Treadwell will keep the one he has. Big pitch coming, 1 ball and 2 strikes on Kane. Former Oregon State Beaver and former Pac-12 rival of Treadwell. 1-2, slider down and outside. Of course, Pac-12 no more. All these teams scattering across different conferences throughout the country. New era of college baseball starting next year. 2-2, line drive into right center field, and this ball game is tied. Rounding second and heading to third. The throw comes in and tagged out is Gonzalez trying to pick up another base. A big-time throw from Nehomar Ochoa Jr. out in the right cuts down the final out of the inning, but it's an RBI single for Mikey Kane, scoring Pineda, and we head to the fifth, all tied up, 2 apiece from Atrium Health Ballpark. This is the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Radio Network.
There's no better place to spend your Thursday nights in the Ville than Segra Stadium this Woodpecker season. Quench your thirst on Thirsty Thursdays every Thursday home game with $4 16-ounce brews and $2 Pepsi products all night long. Head to the ballpark early for live music on select Thursday nights beginning at 5 p.m. at Healy's Bar. Start your weekend early all summer long at Segra Stadium's Thirsty Thursday, presented by Rock 103 FM. Visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
We're on to the fifth inning. Some light rain beginning to fall here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 2-2 our score between Kannapolis and Fayetteville. Will Bush steps to the plate and stepping into the play-by-play spot. There's Andrew Chapman.
All right. Thank you, Colin. Roof above our heads, but some of the fans getting sprinkled on out there at the the seating bowl. Some have gone to take a little bit of cover underneath the overhangs of the first level. The pitch to Bush is pulled on a soft fly out into right field. Connor closing ground and makes a jogging grab to retire Will Bush for the first out of the fifth. So Alberto Hernandez now, who popped out his first time around against Grant Taylor.
And Kanapolis also going to go to the bullpen ahead of this. Maybe good timing with the rain coming in. That'll mark the end for Taylor.
First pitch on the ground, left side, scooped up by Hernandez at third, and a toss across in time to retire Hernandez on one pitch. Into the game for Kanapolis is number 28, a right-hander, Jake Brockenstedt. Brockenstedt, a free agent signing, and originally from Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Two outs and back to the top of the order in this top of the fifth. Kenny Gomez for a third time. We're tied at two. RBI single from Mikey Kane. Leveled up the ball game in the bottom of the fourth. First one home is outside. So final line for Grant Taylor tonight. He completes four innings in his single-A debut. Four hits, two earned runs, no walks, which was big for him. He threw a lot of strikes, six strikeouts in total. Curveball loops in for a strike, and it's 1-1. He gave up the home run to Wander Luciano. And overall, Taylor commanded the zone with 43 strikes on 60 total pitches. That's exactly the same number of pitches he threw in his Arizona Complex League debut, his pro debut. So that likely the cap the White Sox have on Taylor right now as he works his way back from TJ and begins the pro career. Gomez behind 1-2. The next pitch, a curve, and he gets caught looking again. Kenny Gomez, he's picked up a couple of looking strikeouts today, just hasn't looked comfortable at the plate. 1-2-3, Fayetteville, top of the fifth, and we go to break. Home half next. We're halfway through it, tied at two from Kanapolis, NC.
There's no better place to spend your Thursday nights in the Ville than Segra Stadium this Woodpecker season. Quench your thirst on Thirsty Thursdays every Thursday home game with $4 16-ounce brews and $2 Pepsi products all night long. Head to the ballpark early for live music on select Thursday nights beginning at 5 p.m. at Healy's Bar. Start your weekend early all summer long at Segra Stadium's Thirsty Thursday, presented by Rock 103 FM. Visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success.
The Force.
Welcome back. It's the bottom of the fifth inning. 2-2 tie game, and Alonzo Treadwell has been economical ever since Labor's second. He's trying to complete five for a second straight game and delivers to Riku Nishida for strike one. He faces the top of the Kanapolis order in Nishida, Burrows, and Caden Connor. Here's the wind in the 0-1 home. Nishida squares to bunt, pulls back, and a fastball misses up high. One ball and one strike. Nishida ended up grounding out against Treadwell in the second, but it was on the 10th pitch of the at-bat. He's been stingy tonight. The wind in the 1-1. Tips it foul, straight backwards, and the count goes to 1-2. It would be the third time, in fact, for Alonzo Treadwell completing five straight innings, five innings, should say, if he gets through it here. He went 5 on his first May game, May 5th on the road in Delmarva. Career-long 5 2/3 last Saturday against Carolina. Next pitch in on the hands, a knuckled foul into the third base dugout. Right over the heads of Mike Montesino and Brian Chandler, our hardworking clubhouse crew that is on the road this week. 1-2 as Treadwell peers in and fires it home. And it's slapped away by Nishida. So here we go again. Treadwell trying to work through the arsenal and find a pitch that misses the lumber of Riku Nishida. Riku has the Air Jordan cleats on today, matching those high red socks. It's a good look. Fastball misses upstairs. And it's 2-2. A little bit of a light rain falling in Kannapolis. There's a little more coming on the radar, and you've seen Tim Siegel, the field manager, head groundskeeper here in Kannapolis, work out there to talk to the umpiring crew in between the last couple of half innings, something that they're monitoring here in park. And a swing and a foul back again. Riku Nishida is a pest. I think that's the best way to put it.
That might be the most impressive one he's fouled off to. 93. About a couple of inches off the outside of the plate, and he swung at the last second. Still just got enough of it to stay alive.
2-2, a 10-pitch at bat the last time between these two sides, and here's pitch number 8 to Nishida. It's high and outside. 3-2. The Woodpeckers do have an arm out there in the bullpen getting loose. A right-hander beginning to throw. Treadwell be capped around 75. He is at 76. This is probably going to be his last batter of the night. The wind, the kick, and the 3-2 home. Nishida sprays it foul into the screen. And once again, it'll be a 10-pitch at bat between Treadwell and Nishida. What's that line? Yeah, I think in Rounders, the movie. Hanging around, he's got alligator blood.
Hanging around.
Hanging around, that's what Riku Nishida's doing right now as he swings here and tipped it, but Bush could not hang on to it.
Yeah, with that kind of cartoonish Russian accent that John Malkovich was rocking in that movie. Great movie, though.
Yeah. Riku Nishida, we'll see an 11th pitch after Bush was unable to squeeze it. Here it comes from Treadwell. And again, on a tip foul, Bush unable to squeeze the strike three pitch. This is where even Ricky Rivera starts to get a little uneasy down there in the dugout, because Treadwell is going to be at 80 pitches tonight, a little bit over that cap. And Riku Nishida working one of his longest at-bats of the year. In the bottom of the fifth, tied at 2. Nishida, then Burrows, and Caden Connor in the hole. Treadwell throws it again. A payoff pitch. It's down in the dirt, and Nishida pumps his fist. He has just earned himself a 12-pitch walk and gets a round of applause from this crowd. They appreciate the effort he just put in. And for Alonzo, that is likely going to be all. He's at 80 pitches. And here comes Ricky.
And the crazy thing is, Chappie, in two of those plate appearances Nishida had, just two of them alone, he was responsible for more than 25% of the pitches that Alonzo Treadwell threw tonight. That doesn't even include the first at-bat that he had.
Yeah, 10-pitch at-bat in the second inning, 12-pitch at-bat here in the fifth. And Riku Nishida just puts bat on ball in some way, shape, or form. Treadwell's day is done after 80 pitches. He goes 4-plus innings, strikes out 4 along the way, and will turn it over to the bullpen to get the final 3 outs of the third, all 3 outs of the fifth. We'll step aside, quick break, tell you about the reliever when we come back. Runner at first in this 2-2 tie, bottom 5.
There's no better place to spend your Thursday nights in the Ville than Segra Stadium this Woodpecker season. Quench your thirst on Thirsty Thursdays every Thursday home game with $4 16-ounce brews and $2 Pepsi products all night long. Head to the ballpark early for live music on select Thursday nights beginning at 5 p.m. at Healy's Bar. Start your weekend early all summer long at Segra Stadium's Thirsty Thursday, presented by Rock 103 FM. Visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
The Woodpeckers make a pitching change. They turn away from Treadwell in the fifth after a long 12-pitch walk issued to Riku Nishida. Right-hander Ben Petschke takes over, and on the first pitch to Ryan Burrows, he misses in off the plate. It's ball one. Petschke 1-0 with a 7.07 ERA over eight relief appearances. Tonight is ninth. And in 14 innings of bullpen work, he's given up 13 walks, 11 strikeouts, and 11 total earned runs. A foul back into the netting. And the count levels at 1-1 on Ryan Burrows. Burrows had an RBI in his debut on Tuesday, added to the Kannapolis roster at the start of this series. Tonight he's 0-2 with a strikeout and a roller to third. The set by Petschke in the 1-1. A swing and a miss on a fastball at 90 miles an hour to the outside. One ball and two strikes. For Treadwell, his line not completely closed. He still has Nishida to his responsibility at first, but as it stands, four innings on five hits allowed, two earned runs given up, three walks, and four strikeouts. Next pitch down to the dirt to Burrows. It plants behind Bush, quickly picks it up, throws to second, and Nishida gets in there. Just barely as Luciano dropped the tag on his left arm. That ball just barely got between Bush's legs. It didn't actually leave the dirt behind home plate. And he quickly jumped on top, got the throw off, but half second late. And Nishida, the go-ahead run, is into scoring position on what they'll officially rule a wild pitch. Burrows in a 2-2 count. Petschke, the set, the offer. And a tip in and out of Bush's glove will keep the at-bat alive for Burrows.
That's been a hectic inning back there. And there's only been two batters for Will Bush. A couple of foul tips in and out of his mitt at the wild pitch. It's been busy.
Petschke will try it again. Another 2-2, and he wipes out Burrows swinging with a curve down and outside. Burrows went way beyond the zone to try and reach it. And he strikes out for out number one of the fifth, his second K today. Brings up the lefty, Caden Connor.
Love that pitch there from Ben Petschke. Knowing you have the hitter's count, Ryan Burrows still in his first couple of games up here, and see if you can get the young batter to chase one on the outside part of the plate and just located it to perfection. A lot of break on it.
Connor 0-1 with a walk and a ground out to second base. Cannonballers seen Petschke for the second time on the week. He pitched in the opener on Tuesday night, came into relief behind Sandy Mejia and DeWill Almonte. The kick and the offer. Runners going to third, and Nishida had a great break. He gets down there without a throw. Nothing Wilk Bush could do. It was a curveball low and just pocket the baseball. Nishida back up to the sole possession of the team lead with his 12th stolen base of the year. And now the whole Fayetteville infield creeps in. The 1-0 home down in the dirt, and a good block by Bush. Jumped on that baseball like it was a live grenade. Petschke pitched two innings out of the bullpen on Tuesday night. He gave up an earned run, walked one, struck out a pair. Next offer, and a soft grounder up towards first base. Runners coming home. It's fielded, and the throw goes wide. It's out into the right field bullpen. Two fielders chasing after it. Running to second, turning second, going to third. Connor. Fayetteville puts their arms up in the air. The ball is lodged under the padding of the bullpen out there. Connor continues to run. He's come all the way home. And the home plate umpire, Theo Arndt, is running all the way out there into the bullpen to see if the baseball is in fact lodged in the padding. And he confirms that it's stuck under there, and he puts up two fingers indicating an automatic double. What a hectic sequence. Kannapolis leads it 3-2 on a soft roller. Carrillo had a decision to make there, Colin, as he came halfway to the plate. You could tell initially he wanted to try and get Nishida, thought better of it, but twirled around and threw wildly to first.
It's almost like in a play where he had a decision to make and somehow he made the wrong decision twice. Tried to go home with it initially. As he went to throw home, realized that he had no play. By then it was too late to make a throw at first, and then he still fired it anyways. And there's just a lot of room past first down the right field line, and just type of mistakes you can't afford to make in a one-run ball game. Well, now it's a one-run ball game.
Kannapolis has scored three unanswered runs since Fayetteville went up 2-0 in the top of the second inning. A run in the second, fourth, and now the fifth. That run coming home to the record of Alonzo Treadwell and caps his day at three earned runs as a pop fly is lifted right side into the stands and foul. I'll tell you the official scoring decision when that officially, when that does come in, and we do have it. Caden Connor reaching first on fielder's choice. He leads off a second, nothing and one on Galani. The pitch inside for ball one. So Connor reaching on fielder's choice. Riku Nishida coming home. He'll get credit with an RBI. And then a throwing error by the first baseman, Oliver Carrillo. First defensive error tonight for the Woodpeckers, E3, that gets Caden Connor down to second. 1-1, and Bush just got tied up. He popped out of the crouch to grab a high pitch, and it got through his gloves, smoked him squarely in the collarbone area. He's okay, though. He tosses aside the baseball and was able to keep it in front of him. Galani's hitless, but is homered in back-to-back games. Went deep to right field yesterday for his fourth of the year. Petschke sets and throws the 2-1. Galani swings at a low one and missed it. Two balls and two strikes.
Must be huge here if Ben Petschke can get out of it with just this one run allowed. I mean, again, it wasn't his runner that was on base. And 3-2 ball game with the way Fayetteville's been swinging the bat. He'll certainly take that after the start to this inning.
The break even, down and inside. Three balls and two strikes on Galani. So four innings, five hits, and three earned runs for Treadwell with the three walks and four strikeouts. First time since April that he does not complete five innings in an appearance. 3-2 coming home, and a swing and a miss. Nice pitch by Petschke. A breaking ball down and outside got Galani to fan as he went down to a knee on the swing. And Petschke has picked up a couple of strikeouts in this fifth. Two gone for Albertson Acien. Runner at second, and Kannapolis leading for the first time tonight at home, 3-2.
Feels like one of those significant ABs in a game. Chance for the ballers to extend their lead to multiple runs, and meanwhile Petschke, who's gotten a couple of big strikeouts on the mound, trying to minimize the damage.
Here's the pitch to Acien, called a strike, thigh high changeup at 82 miles an hour, and it's 0-1. Acien walked and scored the first Kannapolis run of the day. He's also stolen his 11th base on the season in this one. Next pitch. Swings and misses at a good slider. Petschke's locating that pitch pretty well to these righties. Keeping it out of the danger zone, working it off the plate. Treadwell on the hook for a loss tonight, but one-run game. Fayetteville just needs to tie it up at some stage to get him off of the hook. The set in the 0-2 home. A swing and a tapper, a little soft flare off to the right, landing at the railing of the first base dugout. And Carrillo could not get over there in time. Lands for a foul ball, and it remains nothing and two on Albertson Acien. Fayetteville sixth inning, it'll be Oliver Carrillo, Cesar Hernandez, and Wander Luciano, the 2-3-4 heart of the order. Likely against Jake Brockenstedt with that Kannapolis bullpen quiet. Another 0-2 coming. And a line drive hoisted to the right side, out of play.
I mean, the good news, if you get out of this inning with just the one run allowed, Chappie, that run was scoring regardless for Nishida because he broke on the pitch with how softly it was hit. So chance to really, if you're Carrillo and the Woodpeckers defense, just forget about that throw because it really didn't mean much other than just not getting the out.
A lot of two-strike foul balls tonight coming from Kannapolis, extending at bats. The next pitch, an 0-2 down and outside, and another sliding block by Bush. Hectic inning for the Fayetteville catcher behind the plate in this one. One ball and two strikes on Acien. Runner at second is Caden Connor reaching on that fielder's choice and throwing error out into the right field bullpen. The 1-2 coming. Spoiled foul up above the first base on deck circle. And this has turned into a seven-pitch at bat now for Albertson Acien. The 1-2 is down and inside. Two balls and two strikes. Petschke has surrendered a run in each of his last two appearances, but has a pretty good ERA in May over the span of 5 1/3 prior to tonight, 3.38 ERA. And a high fastball fills it up, 3-2. That's off in April where he gave up 9 earned runs over 8 2/3 innings. He had an ERA of 9.35. We've seen quite a few guys take a turn in May. Ethan Pecko's put together much better numbers over his last few games, and same goes for Petschke. Next pitch is grounded out toward the left side, scooped it short by Hernandez. A shuffle and a throw to first. Close play just in time. And Hernandez, in one fluid motion, throws out Acien to end the inning. The inherited runner comes home. Riku Nishida crosses the plate on the RBI fielder's choice from Connor. And for the first time tonight, Kannapolis carries the lead. It's 3-2 as we go to the sixth from Atrium Health Ballpark in Kannapolis.
Fireworks Fridays are back at Segra Stadium all summer long. After every Friday home game, the Woodpeckers will light up the downtown sky with fireworks presented by Q98. 14 big shows are scheduled during 2024, including our July 3rd mega show and fan appreciation night to close the year on Sunday, September 8th. The Friday fun doesn't stop there. Come on out for our featured theme nights. 80 Deuces Night, May 10th. It's Star Wars Night, May 31st, and Video Game Night, June 21st. For more information on our 2024 promotions, please visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
The world is a vampire. Sent to drain. Secret destroyers. Hold you up to the flames. And what do I get?
Rain's starting to fall a little heavier now as we open the top of the sixth inning. A pitch crossed the plate, but time was called last minute. There was something that got astray out in right field. And that will not count against Oliver Carrillo. He leads off the Fayetteville sixth. Woodpeckers now trailing 3-2 with Carrillo, Cesar Hernandez, and Juaner Luciano scheduled against the right-hander Jake Bockenstedt. Bockenstedt pitched a scoreless fifth behind the starter Grant Taylor, who goes four innings. And here's the wind, the 1-0. Carrillo swings at a curve and fouls it backwards. A lot of fans are starting to bail from their seats now and head towards the overhangs of the second deck. Starting to get a little bit uncomfortable for those who don't have a poncho or an umbrella of some sort. A couple of them have popped them up. Pitch inside, and it's 2-1 now on Oliver. Carrillo is 0-2 with a strikeout and a ground out to short to wind the pitch. And a curve drops in for strike two. So difficult conditions now to hit in and pitch in, of course. Trying to maintain the grip on the baseball. Third game of the series now that's had some form of weather involved. The pitch down and outside. And they had a pretty picturesque week last week at home. This week, dodging some rain clouds, and it's starting to really come down now. The wind and the 3-2 pitch. Bouncing ball hit to third. Backing up on it, Hernandez. He fields, spins, and throws to first in time. Nice play by the Kannapolis third baseman. Corkscrewing around and delivering the throw to get Carrillo for out number one.
Especially in the weather. I mean, I don't know how he was able to grip that and throw it perfectly with the moisture coming down. Very difficult play, even in dry conditions.
Now it's Cesar Hernandez. They're tarping the mounds out in the right field bullpen area right now. Trying to play along here down on the field and hold off on putting the tarp on the field as Hernandez cuts through a changeup and he's behind 0-1. We had a 52-minute rain delay on Wednesday night and just a brief 15-minute delay or so on Tuesday due to some scattered showers. Curve missed down and outside. It's 1-1 on Cesar Hernandez. A single in the third, one of four Fayetteville hits in the game. The kick and the 1-1 now. Fastball up and in. The wind and the 2-1. Hernandez loops it foul off to the left and out of play.
As long as it clears up quickly and, you know, it doesn't get much worse than this, I think we might be in okay shape.
They have great drainage here at a ballpark that opened in 2021, so state-of-the-art in a field that drains well. 2-2. Fastball up and inside, and that fills the count. Three balls and two strikes. Two-hit day yesterday. Another hit in the tally today for Cesar. Here's the payoff pitch, and a curveball slipped. It misses way high up above the shoulders. And Hernandez draws a walk. First time that the Woodpeckers have been given ball four today. Talked about how many strikes Grant Taylor threw in this one. 43 out of his 60 pitches were in the zone. First walk issued, and it comes from Bockenstedt. Now it's Juaner Luciano, who has the only extra base hit of the day, a round tripper that at an estimated home run distance of 437 feet out to the top of the left center field berm for his second of the year. And he swings here and lifts it out into left center field, playable for Asien. He drifts over into the left center field gap, and he makes the catch for out number two.
That was a good pitch to swing at right there. Caught a lot of the plate, just got a little bit underneath it. We're starting to see some really good swings being put together from Juaner Luciano.
With two outs, it's Juan Santander. Hernandez down at first, the tying run. 3-2 Kannapolis in the top of the sixth. Santander singling and scoring in the two-run second inning. Fayetteville's only inning tonight where they've scored. Pitch down and outside, it's 1-0. Kannapolis can guarantee a split of this home series with a win today. The Woodpeckers trying to level it up two games apiece going into Saturday. Now the 1-0 coming home. And it's low and outside, a pitch taken in the dirt. Two balls and no strikes on Santander. Juan given the day off yesterday. Returning to the five spot today and limited to just the DH role. 2-0. And a bouncer foul left side. Rewarded with a day off yesterday, I should say, after his two scoreless innings in relief work on Wednesday night.
As one of 14 Carolina League pitchers this year to not surrender a run, having pitched two or more innings.
I think that's fair to include him next to the guys that actually have RP or SP next to their player bio. Here's a throw down to second base with a runner going. Hernandez is thrown out by Gonzalez. Kane drops the tag on his right leg sliding in, and the bat taken out of Santander's hands. That ends the top of the sixth. Kannapolis leading by a run as we go to the home half. 3-2 the score on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and the MILB app.
There's no better place to spend your Thursday nights in the Ville than Segra Stadium this Woodpecker season. Quench your thirst on Thirsty Thursdays every Thursday home game with $4 16-ounce brews and $2 Pepsi products all night long. Head to the ballpark early for live music on select Thursday nights beginning at 5 p.m. at Healy's Bar. Start your weekend early all summer long at Segra Stadium's Thirsty Thursday, presented by Rock 103 FM. Visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Fayetteville goes scoreless in the top of the sixth inning. Home half, and Luis Pineda leads it off for the Cannonballers. Kannapolis out in front 3-2 tonight. Ben Petschke returns to the mound and draws a swing and miss. Out of Pineda for strike one. Petschke took over for Alonzo Treadwell in the fifth inning. Did allow an inherited runner to score, but nothing against his record. And Pineda swings and lashes a line drive here out into short center field, down for a hit. Takes a big turn to first base and will stop there. He has a leadoff single. Second hit of the day for Luis Pineda, the designated hitter. And Kannapolis has a runner on to begin their sixth inning for Arxie Hernandez. Rain was falling down pretty heavy in the sixth. It's lightened up here in the home half. A few fans are starting to make their way back towards their seats, but if you didn't bring a towel today, your seat is a little damp now. Big gap on the right side of the infield. They've moved Luciano towards the middle. Arxie Hernandez ready to pitch. High and in. And sends him stumbling out of the right side. One ball and no strikes on Hernandez. An RBI single back in the second inning that scored Acien for the first Kannapolis run of the game. And then he struck out against Treadwell in the fourth, officially 1-for-2. Next pitch taken for a strike. A good slider by Petschke.
Right now, Kannapolis has, I think, gotten some life from those at-bats from Nishida, because since then they've been putting together some really good swings on Fayetteville pitching.
Next one home is lifted the opposite way out into right for Ochoa. He started back, moves to his left, and makes the play for the first out. Pineda holding it first. Juan Gonzalez will stand in.
Seems to have lightened up considerably now, and yeah, hopefully just the passing shower. We've seen worse over the years, Chappie, that we've played through.
Oh, yeah. We've seen many monsoons in Carolina. Next pitch to Gonzalez, or first pitch, pardon me, a little high on a fastball. It's 1-0. Woodpeckers will be keeping tabs on Columbia tonight, see what the Fireflies do against Charleston. Fayetteville in a first-place tie with the Royals affiliate entering tonight. They jumped on top of Kannapolis again with the win yesterday. 1-0 fastball outside. It's two balls and no strikes on Gonzalez. And in that Columbia game, the Fireflies, they lead 2-0 at the end of six innings, shutting out Charleston and holding them to just two hits. Now the 2-0. Gonzalez swings and hits a line drive down into right center field. It splits the gap, gets down between Gomez and Ochoa. Ochoa picks it up, fires onto the infield. Into third goes Pineda, and Gonzalez trails in with a double. Second and third, the runners with one out, and the threat is on for Kannapolis.
It's been the catcher show today for the ballers. You got Rony Hernandez, who's the normal catcher, out of the lineup, but Pineda DHing, Gonzalez getting his first game of the week at catcher, and these two have done a bunch of the heavy lifting offensively, both of them now with four hits combined.
See how Kannapolis wants to play it at the plate here with second and third, one out. Petschke will step off, disengage, and reset the pitch clock at 18 seconds. Fayetteville infield plays shallow. Hernandez and Luciano, the middle infield, just barely off the cut of the grass. Corners are in towards the grass, and the pitch here, a strike, taken by Mikey Kane. Kane continues to bat with runners in scoring position from the nine spot. He came up with a runner at second base in the second inning, drove home a run with a single in the fourth. Here he is again with a chance to add some insurance to a 3-2 Kannapolis lead. The pitch takes a strike. Petschke took something off. That looked like the changeup. Gets ahead 0-2. One out in the inning and an open base down at first. Top of the lineup, Enrique Nishida standing on deck. The 0-2 home. And he strikes out swinging. Doubled up on the changeup, and Ben Petschke retires Kane on three pitches. Big out as Petschke gets back in control of the inning and will face Nishida here.
Not a bad time, I'd say, to have a first base open with the at-bats he's been putting together, but big-time strikeout gives you a lot of options about how to approach such a crucial at-bat.
Well, with his contact-oriented approach, some of his speed, and being a lefty, can't count out the attempt at some small ball even with two outs as Nishida swings, hits a line drive down the left field side, and it's down for a fair ball and all the way into the corner. Pineda scores right behind him, Gonzalez, and Nishida didn't need 12 pitches this time. One pitch, one swing, a bases clearing double, and it's 5-2 Cannonballers, their biggest lead of the night.
Just hits the ball so well to all fields, and that was just a pitch that I think Petschke would have liked to have had back dead center, breaking ball that he just hung, and Nishida, nice smooth swing, took it the other way, plenty of room down that left field line, and these Cannonballers, we talked about it in the earlier games, Chappie, they just find ways to get on base, and ultimately that leads to runs.
Best game of his series, Riku Nishida picks up the two-run double. Swing and miss by Burrows to start behind nothing and one. His eighth double of the year, second on the club, and he drives in his 13th and 14th runs of the season. 0-1 to Burrows is called a strike. Fastball on that upper outside corner. 0-2 hole for Burrows, who struck out in each of his last two plate appearances, including against Petschke in the fifth. Trying to get him for a second time here with Nishida off of second. The pitch home. Little high, runners going. Bush fires down to third, and the tag is in time. Casarella slaps it right on the numbers of Nishida, sliding feet first into third. And the Woodpeckers are out of the sixth, but Kannapolis adds two more. They've scored five unanswered tonight. and lead 5-2 as we head to the seventh on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Fireworks Fridays are back at Segra Stadium all summer long. After every Friday home game, the Woodpeckers will light up the downtown sky with fireworks presented by Q98. 14 big shows are scheduled during 2024, including our July 3rd mega show and fan appreciation night to close the year on Sunday, September 8th. The Friday fun doesn't stop there. Come on out for our featured theme nights. 80 Deuces Night, May 10th. It's Star Wars Night, May 31st, and Video Game Night, June 21st. For more information on our 2024 promotions, please visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
It's that 6'6 long, slim, sticking your chick, pulling tricks, looking slick at all times when I'm flipping.
We are into the top of the seventh inning. Kannapolis adds two more runs on a Riku Nishida double, and it's Juan Santander leading off with Fayetteville down 5-2. Let's send it back over to Colin for the play-by-play in this seventh inning.
All right, thank you so much, Andrew Chapman. First pitch, and Santander turns away from it from Jake Bockenstedt, the undrafted free agent signee out of Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Pitching with a lead here now. He's done a tremendous job in relief. Two scoreless innings so far, but he loops a curveball up over the head of Santander. Juan tonight, single through the right side. He's also grounded out to second. Scored one of the two runs that Fayetteville has pushed across, both in the second inning. Santander caught reaching, and it is 2-1. Annapolis adds a pair of runs in the sixth inning, and kind of like yesterday, the opposite. They feel a little bit more comfortable, but Santander swings at the pitch and lines it into left field, a leadoff single for number 50. Second hit of the game for Santander, and the first hit allowed by Bockenstedt, and the first one surrendered by Annapolis since all the way back in the third.
Yeah, and that one was a slow dribbler towards the mound that Hernandez was just able to leg out. There really has not been a ton of hard contact, Colin, ever since Will Bush had that single.
So Santander leads off of first, and the first pitch to Nehomar Ochoa Jr. misses down and in. Ochoa 0-2 tonight. In this season, he's notably been a lot better at home than he has been on the road. Statistically, the 0-1 pitch is popped up back behind home plate, running out of real estate by about 3 feet is the catcher Juan Gonzalez. It is a foul ball, so it's 1-1. But back to my point on Ochoa Jr., 697 OPS at Segra Stadium this year, just 569 coming into today. On the road. Bockenstedt gets the sign in from the stretch is 1-1. Challenge fastball at 92, and Santander couldn't catch up to it. Cannonballers just half a game back of Fayetteville in the Carolina League standings coming into tonight. 1-2 breaking ball, called strike three. Santander unable to get the bat off of his shoulder on the inside half. And with one out, here comes Xavier Cassarella. Pardon me, that was Ochoa, rather. Couldn't get the bat off his shoulder. Santander over at first. Second strikeout for Bakkenstadt, and Cassarella takes strike one on the outside corner. Well located off speed. Of course, both these teams closely monitoring what's going on out in Columbia. The Fireflies are tied for first right now with Fayetteville coming into today's game as a getaway breaking ball for Bakkenstadt. Sails up and in. But as it stands in the seventh inning at Segra Park, Columbia had a 2-0 lead, but Charleston has come back to tie it. It is 2-2. And now we've got a mound visit coming. And manager Patrick Leland for the Cannonballers going out there to make sure that Bakkenstadt's all right.
Yeah, he showed his number to the plate there, Colin, and didn't receive the toss back from the catcher. Then he shot a look over to his manager, Patrick Leland, as to say something's not quite right. And they're examining the mound now. Yep. Tim Siegel's going out there.
Yeah, not something wrong wrong with him per se, but he's unable to get a lot of grip on the mound trying to release the baseball. And so this will lead to the rake coming out. They're going to do some work on that mound. And yeah, there's a pretty heavy rain that was coming down for about 15 to 20 minutes, and that's certainly enough to alter that landing area. Anytime you're a right-handed pitcher and you got that left leg coming down, it can be a little treacherous. Certainly will be a benefit too for the Woodpeckers when they come back into the field for the seventh inning. In the meantime, we'll take a look around the rest of the Carolina League as they continue to do work on the mound. Top of the fifth inning in Kinston, North Carolina. The Carolina Mudcats and the Downeast Wood Ducks tied 4-4, so another good contest right now between those two teams. The Mudcats, as it stands, still tied for first with the Fredericksburg Nationals in the North Division. Those two have been deadlocked over the last week and a half or so. In the seventh inning, down in Augusta, the Salem Red Sox lead the Augusta Green Jackets 4-3. Salem with a big insurance run standing at third base as we speak. We've had a doubleheader that has gone final. The Lynchburg Hillcats with a 4-0 shutout victory over the Delmarva Shorebirds in game one. However, Shorebirds got their revenge and then shut out the Hillcats 1-0 in the following seven-inning game. So those two split. And for Lynchburg, they will remain 4.5 games back, awaiting results in the rest of the North Division. Work on the mound has come to a close. One other game in action. It is Myrtle Beach 6 and Fredericksburg 3. Top of the seventh down on the shores of South Carolina. Play resumes, one ball, one strike, one out. Juan Santander at first, Xavier Cassarella, the right-handed batter. And he'll swing and foul it off to the right as the rain starts to pick up a little bit once again.
Yeah, ebbs and flows tonight. Standard North Carolina stuff for you right there.
Probably not the last that we'll see this weekend. The 1-2. Cassarella fights it off, stays alive.
I'm just hoping we don't get drowned out at the Cheerwine Festival tomorrow.
Yep.
Supposed to go to Salisbury, big street fair.
Yeah, I pre-gamed for it. I got a case of Cheerwine last week during the homestand.
Yeah. Consuming a lot of sugar tomorrow.
Yep. Another 1-2 is a breaking ball, chopped past the mound. Going to be a tough play at third. The bare hand, no chance for Hernandez. Cassarella beats it out. That's just one of those perfectly placed ground balls, especially in the wet weather. So Cassarella had a multi-hit game yesterday, picks up a hit today. And Fayetteville will bring the tying run to the plate in the top of the seventh inning with one out, first and second. Up comes Will Bush. That is the sixth hit of the ball game for the Woodpeckers. Bush had one of them and drove in a run with a single back in the second inning. Bakkenstedt misses outside with a breaking ball, ball one. No action right now in the Kannapolis bullpen. In fact, the tarp is still on the mound out there. So we'll have to move that before anyone can get going. Pitch from the righty, a little bit outside. Kannapolis trying to secure at the very least a series split against Fayetteville. That's what they did last week at home against the Delmarva Shorebirds. Offering catches the outside corner, 2-1. It's been a little while since the Cannonballers last won a series. You have to go back to the late stages of April here in this ballpark when they took 4 out of 6 from the Charleston River Dogs. 2-1 to Bush. Curveball drops back in the top of the zone, 2-2. It's a gutsy pitch there from Bakkenstedt. 74 mile an hour breaking ball. Bush just was not expecting it. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Catcher from Dallas, Texas will step out. Time call. 16th round pick out of Tyler Junior College. 20 years old. The 2-2 pitch. Curveball wrapped foul into the netting. Woodpeckers kind of exercised their demons in big spots in yesterday's victory. Number of situations with multiple runners on base, and they cashed in nearly every one of them. Can they do the same tonight? Pickoff attempt, and it's a bluff. Bakkenstedt forcing Santander back to second. Kenny Gomez with a 2-run single yesterday. Cassarella, 2-run knock, and Will Bush also had an RBI base hit with runners in scoring position. The 2-2, breaking ball, and Bush swings right through it. A couple inches off the plate, and he is out number two. Big strikeout there for Bakkenstedt. He's got 3 so far, and he'll come down to Alberto Hernandez with 2 outs. He is 0-for-2 with a pop out and a ground out. Average has dropped to 173 on the year for Alberto, trying to break through. Takes a fastball that misses in the dirt. Nice stop by Gonzalez. On Saturday, Ariel Santos will look to keep his strong start to the season going. He gets the ball for Fayetteville. Opposite right-hander Seth Keener, the former third-round pick and North Carolina native for Kannapolis. 1-0, called a strike outside corner. 7 o'clock first pitch on Saturday and then 1:30 on Sunday to close out the first of 3 series between these two teams this year. The 1-1 to Hernandez, swings through it, high slider. Kannapolis will have their 2, 3, and 4 hitters due up in the bottom half of the 7th. Burroughs, Connor, and Galani. Jake Bakkenstedt delivers the 1-2 breaking ball and skips it about a foot in front of the plate. Biggest margin that the Woodpeckers have come back from this season was 3. It was last week. They fell behind 3-0 in the first inning to the Carolina Mudcats. Ended up walking them off 12-11. 2-2, and Hernandez fights it off down the right field line. It bounces off the light tower and into the third row of seats. Now the wind's starting to pick up along with the rain. It's blowing out towards center field. Santander at second, Cassarella at first, two down here in the seventh. Bockenstadt with another 2-2, and it's a slow breaking ball that Hernandez is caught well out in front of. Strike three. Bockenstadt strikes out the side, gives up a pair of singles, but the Woodpeckers strand them both. We go to the seventh inning stretch. 5-2, Kannapolis leads the Woodpeckers.
Business Journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success.
The Force is strong in downtown Fayetteville. Star Wars Night returns to Sacra Stadium Friday, May 31st, as our Woodpeckers take on the Augusta Green Jackets in a galaxy far, far away. Whether you're a Jedi or a Sith, dress up as your favorite characters and enjoy a baseball battle. The Woodpeckers will suit up in their Star Wars-themed uniforms and stick around for post-game fireworks presented by Q98 after the game. Star Wars Night, Friday, May 31st. First pitch at 7:05. For more details and tickets, go to FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Bottom of the seventh, Ryan Burrows set to lead it off for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, who lead the Woodpeckers 5-2. And our very own Andrew Chapman sits back down after another glorious rendition of Take Me Out to the Ball Game, which has become a bit of a tradition here at Atrium Health Ballpark, as the first pitch to Burrows misses inside. Once during every single series, Chappie gets on the mic and gives the people what they want. Pitch misses in.
That's my guy Trevor Wilt, who was the broadcaster for the Cannonballers in 21. Now he's kind of the in-stadium MC, and he invites me to sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game, give my Harry Caray impression each time I come to town.
And he's done a tremendous job all week being the MC. 2-0 called a strike there. Got a chance to interview a couple of NASCAR drivers yesterday with Daniel Hemric in town and Brad Keselowski, fresh off a Cup Series win on Sunday. 2-1 misses down and in. Burrows 0-3, trying to reach base for the first time tonight. Ben Petschke still on the mound for the Woodpeckers, giving Ricky Rivera some length in relief. 3-1 is a fastball, and it sails high for ball four. So Burrows reaches, and Kannapolis in position to add to their three-run lead. Up comes Caden Connor. The Houston Astros today are in action as their homestand continues. Now playing against the Milwaukee Brewers. Top of the fourth inning, Houston 2 and Milwaukee 1, as the rain is coming down heavy once again here in Kannapolis. Good news in Houston, they've got the roof, of course, and big swing for the Astros. Jake Myers, former Fayetteville Woodpecker, two-run home run. Came in the bottom of the second inning. First pitch to Connors, dips down and in. And this might be the hardest it's rained all night now.
Yeah, it gets tough out there on the mound at this stage.
Of course, this game is official, getting through five innings. Connors with a pop fly. This is heading in our direction. It will land in the seats into row six. applause for the young fan who came up with it. Connor tonight has walked, grounded out, reached on a fielder's choice. Runner on the move, pitch misses outside. Bush, the throw down, the tag is not in time. It looked like Hernandez tagged him well before he got to the bag, but field umpire Liana Ricks says that Burrows beat the throw.
Like that tag was on the left hip. Hands were outstretched. Sometimes that sliding glove gives you a little extra extension. I don't know. That was close. Ricky Rivera's going to stay dry and keep the game moving. Not a bad idea.
It's a runner in scoring position now for Kannapolis, and Petschke steps off. Two-one to Connor. Misses down and in. Never a dull moment with this crew. Of course, he had the controversial home run down the right field line. There's also a pitch clock issue that Ricky Rivera took exception to with a called pitch clock violation, but he thought there was still time on the clock yesterday. So they've had their hands full this week, to say the least. 3-1. Breaking ball down, and Petschke issues his second straight walk of the seventh. Really battling out there with this rain coming down. Two on, no out. And up comes Ryan Galaney. But before he throws a pitch, Ricky Rivera will head out to the mound. And looks like he might be taking the ball from his reliever, Petschke. And that is the case. So Ben Petschke led to the dugout, responsible for two runners on via the walk here in the seventh. Galaney due up. And we'll tell you about the new right-hander when we return. Fayetteville trails the Kannapolis Cannonballers 5-2 here in the bottom of the seventh.
Hi, I'm Trenton Reed, owner of the Dogwood Realty Group, and this is where your dreams find a home. Our dedicated team offers personalized solutions for every client, whether buying or selling. From cozy condos to spacious estates, we're here to make sure your real estate journey is seamless. Need to sell fast? Our innovative strategies ensure results in record time. Explore homes virtually on our user-friendly website, Real Estate Made Easy. Join families who've entrusted us. Contact Dogwood Realty Group today at 910-920-0323. Dogwood Realty Group. Faith, family, real estate.
Calling all pups! Wagon Wednesdays are your chance to enjoy some baseball with your furry friends at the ballpark. All dogs are welcome inside Sigma Stadium during Wednesday night home games throughout the season. Dog admission is just $1 with proof of up-to-date vaccination record. Leash required while in the park. Fetch a great deal with Wagon Wednesdays, presented by News Talk 640 WFNC. Visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com for more details.
Amilcar Chirinos takes over on the mound for the Woodpeckers. Ryan Burrows at second, Caden Connor at first, nobody out. And Ryan Galaney, who has homered in each of the last two games for Kannapolis, looking to make it a three-game streak. But he is running out of time. Right now, a base hit would certainly help, though, the cause. 5-2 lead for Kannapolis. Chirinos a look over at second, and his first pitch of the series is fouled off. Amilcar getting his first opportunity after pitching a couple of times last week in the home series against the Carolina Mudcats. Pitched twice in 3 days, which is a pretty quick span for Chirinos, and got some time off, but it has been a very strong season for the right-hander out of Venezuela. Line drive into right center. This will drop for a base hit. Burrows will score from second. Heading to third is Connor. That's where the throw will go. It's cut off. Casarella throws, pops out of the mitt of Hernandez, and everyone is safe. So Galaney hustles up to second. He'll pick up an RBI, and Kannapolis adds to their lead. Biggest lead of the night for the Cannonballers, 6-2.
A Yeah, you're down a few runs, final third of a game. You have to limit those walks, and the elements obviously made it difficult for Ben to have the grip on the baseball that he did when he first entered the game. And Galena able to focus through some of the driving rain to poke it into right center. Lead grows for Kannapolis.
So Albertson is seeing. Has a chance to really break it open with two runners in scoring position and still nobody out. Seeing no hits tonight, but does have a walk and a run scored. And this chopper on the first pitch will go foul. Seeing the former Salem Red Sox player from last year. Staying in the Carolina League, but just changing his affiliation. Salem, ironically enough, the next team on the schedule for the Woodpeckers. They'll be heading there following the conclusion of this series on Sunday. Chirinos misses outside. It'll be the first of 12 games on Tuesday between Salem and Fayetteville on the year. Six on the road, six at home. 1-1 hit sharply to first, picked up. Thinking about going home was Carrillo, but he'll just take the sure route at first base. And Caden Connor will come in to score the second run of the inning. So make it 7-2, Kannapolis. And Galaney will stay at second with one out. RBI credited for Sian. On three unassisted putout. Luis Pineda trying to continue his strong performance. He is 2-for-3, couple singles, couple of runs scored. Chirinos a look at second base, both those runs charged to Ben Petschke, and a swing and a miss, 0-1. And for Emil Carr, his ERA now at .69 on the year. This is his 11th appearance. It's now just over 13 innings so far, and a whip of 1.03 coming into today's ballgame. Hit in the air by Pineda down the right field line. This one is slicing, and it is caught just up against the fence for a long second out. Nice job by Ochoa, recognizing he had enough room to make that play. Tagging from second is Ryan Galaney, and he is into third with two down.
Yeah, that's tight quarters over there in right where the fence juts out on you. You only have about 4 feet, 5 feet of foul territory between the line and the high wall, and Ochoa able to squeeze in there to make a nice grab.
Arxie Hernandez. He is 1-for-3 with an RBI single. Really good production from the bottom four in Patrick Leland's lineup today. Chirinos sails a fastball at 94 high. You've got Pineda, who's got two hits. Hernandez, the RBI single. Juan Gonzalez on deck, who's two hits, including a double. And Mikey Kane with a pair of hits, including an RBI single. They've done the heavy lifting tonight. 1-0, a late swing from Hernandez, and he spoils it foul. It's Friday night crowd starting to thin out a little bit, but a lot of folks sticking around beneath the roof. Hoping to see the Cannonballers take their third of four this week from Fayetteville. 1-1, Hernandez fouls it off yet again. Right now the Woodpeckers with no action in their bullpen, so we could see Chirinos return for the eighth if we survive the top half, given the weather situation right now. It's still raining fairly hard. Fastball misses up and in. 2-2 on Hernandez. See if there's maybe a meeting between the umpires and the grounds crew once the third out is recorded here. Chirinos with the 2-2, and he gets a swing and a miss. Good breaking ball down and away, and that strands Galaney over at third. But not before the Cannonballers pick up two more, and their lead is now 5-7 tonight. in downtown Kannapolis. It's the Ballers 7 and the Woodpeckers 2. This is the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
The Fairfield Inn and Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport. And just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
Vámonos! Los Guerreros de Fayetteville return to the Diamond in 2024. Watch the Woodpeckers transform into their Copa de la Diversión identity for three regular season games, May 11th, June 11th, and September 4th. Enjoy tasty, Latin-inspired food items from the concession stands. Mark your calendars. The first 1,000 fans through the gates on Los Guerreros kickoff night, May 11th, will receive a Guerreros bucket hat thanks to Blue Diamond Transportation. Get your tickets now for La Noche de Los Guerreros at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
We carry on here at the top of the eighth inning in Kannapolis. 7-2 Ballers lead the Woodpeckers, and the first pitch from Jake Bockenstadt, still on the mound, gets a foul tip from Kenny Gomez. 0-1 count, and to take us through this soggy conclusion on this Friday night, the voice of the Woodpeckers, Andrew Chapman.
Yep, thanks, Colin. Glad to be indoors for this one, but the players toughing it out down there on the diamonds. A couple of folks who brought ponchos to the park today, they have not left their seats. They were smart. And the pitch low. The pitcher dealing with some grip issues right now. I think Bockenstadt indicating that. General manager and head groundskeeper down in the field talking with the umpires in between the innings and going to try and push through this rain cell that's on top of us right now. Gomez swings and misses. Weather has not dampened the Kannapolis offense, though. They've scored in four straight innings, one in the fourth and fifth, and then two-run innings in the sixth and the seventh. Out in front by a game-high 7-2 advantage. Bouncing ball hit along first and foul towards the bullpen where they have removed the tarp from the mound out in right field. That's because they needed to get a reliever going. The right-hander starting to loosen out there while Bockenstadt continues to work on the mound. Gomez 0 for 3 with two strikeouts. Here's the wind and the 1-2 pitch home. Swings and hits a line drive, a one-hopper behind first. Galaney down to the seat of his pants to field it and flips to Bockenstadt, hustling over to the bag in time. Well, great play by Galaney. Damp infield dirt may have softened the skip just a little bit, helped him out. The back of his pants are all sorts of muddied up. And there's one gone in the Fayetteville eighth inning. 3-1 on the put out. Gomez falls to 0-4. Here's Oliver Carrillo still looking for his first hit of the series. 0-5 yesterday, four strikeouts. 0-3 today with a K. And the first pitch off the plate outside for ball one.
Guy the Woodpeckers really like to see get it going. He is an integral part of this offense.
The wind and the 1-0 up and outside. Yeah, he's their home run leader with 5, the RBI leader with 20. But nothing offensively for him since the club was at home last week against Carolina. The wind and the 2-0. High to Carrillo. 3 balls and no strikes. If Fayetteville can't come back tonight, they have 5 outs to play with, down 5 runs. They'll be fighting for the series split the rest of the weekend on Saturday and Sunday. 3-0 pitch. And Carrillo takes a changeup for a strike. In danger of dropping a second straight series after they dropped 4 of 6 at home last week to Carolina, their first series loss of the year. The wind and the 3-1. High for ball 4, and Carrillo draws the walk. Just the second of the game surrendered by Kannapolis pitching. There's been a lot of strike throwing between the starter Grant Taylor and Jake Bockenstedt. With the bullpen working, we'll see where that leaves Bockenstedt with his manager. And here does come Patrick Leland out of the dugout. He's kind of talking to Theo Arndt right now, and he just made some hand gestures like, hey, look, my guy's having a tough time gripping the baseball. He's pointing to the mound right now and complaining that it's muddy, and he's clearly not happy that we're carrying on through the weather here.
He's got a little bit of a point. It really does look like a bit of a disaster landing zone right now, but we're going to have another conversation, I think, with the head groundskeeper and Arndt. Yeah,
Theo's calling out to Tim again, the head groundskeeper. And we'll see if Kannapolis will carry on with their reliever here and what a decision may be. I think they're just going to work on the mound a little bit. They're going to grab some equipment to try and pack in that spot a bit. So we have a pitching change. New reliever coming into this game. We'll tell you about him when we return. The rain falling down in Kannapolis with one out in the top of the eighth. Fayetteville trailing 7-2.
There's no better place to spend your Thursday nights in the Ville than Segra Stadium this Woodpecker season. Quench your thirst on Thirsty Thursdays every Thursday home game with $4 16-ounce brews and $2 Pepsi products all night long. Head to the ballpark early for live music on select Thursday nights beginning at 5 p.m. at Healy's Bar. Start your weekend early all summer long at Segra Stadium's Thirsty Thursday, presented by Rock 103 FM. Visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro League's All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Black hole sun, won't you come? Wash away the rain, black hole.
Well, Kannapolis making a pitching change, and simultaneously the Cannonballers field crew is trying to soften up the mound, or firm up the mound, should say, and also a dry-up home plate as well. They're bringing out bags of conditioner and are raking the mound, raking the home plate area. And the rain has, just during this two-minute commercial break, slowed a bit. There's a rain cell hopefully clearing out of this area within the next 10 minutes or so. And Leland is heading back out to the mound right now and complaining with home plate umpire Theo Arndt. Ever since Seidel started warming up, there is kind of a big clog of dirt developing in the landing spot. And every moment here as we speak with you, the rain is lightening up a little bit. I think based on what we were looking at on the radar that we have made it through the worst of the weather. And now it's just a matter of getting the field in playable shape after it took on a whole lot of water. You can already see a little bit of a glimmer on the back portions of the infield. There's definitely some soft spots around the diamond right now, but the two sides trying to continue to move ahead, and the Woodpeckers down to their final five outs. It's Billy Seidel who enters this game behind Jake Bockenstedt. Seidel is 0-1 this year with a 3.77 ERA in 11 games. He's a Carolina League veteran. He pitched in 47 games for the Cannonballers last year. And tonight will be his 64th game in the Carolina League in total. This season over 14 and a third innings, 9 walks and 17 strikeouts. And Seidel's probably thrown 15 to 20 warm-up pitches here. He's been out there for a while. Not sure how much time he really had to get ready out in the bullpen. So they're giving him some extra time on the mound here as Tim Siegel, the head groundskeeper, continues to conference with the umpire crew. Again, the rain has lightened up, but you can tell by the mannerisms down to the diamond that Kannapolis manager Patrick Leland is not pleased with the fact that we're still playing. It's one of those things, though, where the rain is light enough now and the cell is kind of clearing out of the area where a tarp pole isn't going to necessarily help the matter.
Yeah,
the field is taking on the water at this point.
It's all about really just field conditions at this point, not really about the actual rain. And funny enough, we start talking about how it's lightening up and starting to come back down a little bit heavier again. This is one of the strangest rain cells I think we've seen. And it hasn't gotten to a point ever where it's like, okay, we need to put the tarp on the field. But it keeps trending in that direction, then starts kind of coming away a little bit.
Yeah.
But it's been a kind of a cat and mouse game as far as the weather goes.
Yeah, I don't envy the job of a grounds crew leader or a general manager on a night like tonight where your folks, your fans are huddled under the overhangs. But it has not quite been big enough of a storm to pull the tarp, and you try and keep the action going. We'll step aside for another quick pause, and when we return, we'll work around some affiliate scores if they're still working down on the field. The mound being worked on currently in this 7-2 game. Fayetteville with one out and a runner at first base, Carrillo. Cesar Hernandez getting ready to bat against Billy Seidel. This is Woodpeckers baseball on the road in a minor weather delay, if you will, from Kannapolis. Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success.
The Force is strong in downtown Fayetteville. Star Wars Night returns to Segra Stadium Friday, May 31st, as our Woodpeckers take on the Augusta Green Jackets in a galaxy far, far away. Whether you're a Jedi or a Sith, dress up as your favorite characters and enjoy a baseball battle. The Woodpeckers will suit up in their Star Wars-themed uniforms and stick around for post-game fireworks presented by Q98 after the game. Star Wars Night, Friday, May 31st. First pitch at 7:05. For more details and tickets, go to FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Well, the night continues to take turns on us. Moments ago, Patrick Leland had an extended and animated conversation with the umpiring crew that ultimately led to home plate umpire Theo Arndt waving his arms in the air and pulling the players off of the field. It looks as though we are going to enter a delay tonight. And The rain has lightened to mostly a drizzle at this stage, but after the field crew worked extensively on the mound to try and dry it up in the front of the home plate area, Patrick Leland and the feedback he was getting from his pitchers did not feel like the game should carry forward. So the general manager, Matt Milwey, along with Tim Siegel, have come together with the umpires. Ricky Rivero was given an explanation. He was in the dugout for the majority of the time. While the Kannapolis manager and the umpires came together, they are also going to go examine portions of the infield right now and see just how soft other parts of the diamond are. Again, you can see a little bit of a glimmer on the infield after all the rain that fell. No doubt that there are some soft spots on the dirt. And at this point, a tarp pole will do you no good. The field has taken on a lot of water. Tim is calling out his grounds crew members, and I think they're going to try and put some conditioner around on the infield and potentially dry up the rest of the dirt. This seems as though it will end up leading into more of an extensive delay than we had hoped. If they need to dry up the entire infield, you'd be looking at a process that could take upwards of a half hour or more to spread the conditioner around and really drag it out. So,
and it's 10 times harder, Chappie, when you still have rain coming down. So that's also another factor of this whole situation. And yeah, I will say from here, we're not at field level, so we can't get a great look at just how rough the conditions are. But that mound did have a pretty big gash on it when Seidel entered the game. And it's one of those days where when it rains throughout the bigger portion of the entire game, eventually, you know, that water is going to do some damage to the dirt. And I think that's exactly what you're seeing now. So we'll see what the grounds crew can come up with here. But certainly a long night for them, long night for, as you mentioned earlier, the general managers and everyone really focusing on this situation. It's unfortunate that three of the four games we've had so far this week have been impacted one way or another due to the rain that has moved through the Charlotte area.
Yeah, there's been delays every night. 15-minute delay on Tuesday, more of a extensive 50-minute delay on Wednesday. Tonight's delay just so happens to come in the top of the eighth inning in a game where the Woodpeckers trail 7-2. Woodpeckers want to try and play this out just to maximize their chance at a comeback tonight. Right now, conditioner bags are being spread around the shortstop area, about midway along the infield dirt, and around all of the first base territory, which seemed to have taken on the most water after the umpires and Tim do their quick walk around to feel out the softness and kind of the give of the playing surface and where it's puddling up a little bit. Before we step aside for a break or enter any sort of extended delay with you, we will work you around some of the Carolina League scores tonight and Astros affiliate scores. I'll let Colin scan the affiliate side of things while I give you the
sounds good
Carolina League side of things. The Mudcats tonight are tied. Good game out at Granger Stadium in Kinston. 4-4 in the bottom of the seventh inning. Down East with six hits in that game, Carolina with five, and the Mudcats trying to keep pace with Fredericksburg right now at the top of the North at 23-11. Down East with the win tonight would get back to the 500 mark. They're 17-18. In North Augusta, the Green Jackets trail in the bottom of the ninth, and that game, in fact, has just gone final. 5-3, Salem wins it tonight over Augusta. Red Sox improved to 18-19 in the North Division. They came from behind and scored four runs in the top of the seventh inning tonight when trailing 3-1 to go on and win 5-3. Pelicans win 6-3 over Fredericksburg in Myrtle Beach. Pelicans improved to 15-21. And Charleston falls to Columbia, the game that matters most for the Woodpeckers in the standings. Fireflies go to 19-16. Gain a half game on Fayetteville at the moment. Could be a full game tonight if the Woodpeckers can't come back. 4-2, the final score in that one. And the one other final, Delmarva and Lynchburg, they make up their game from yesterday. 1-0 Shorebirds and a doubleheader, and then 4-0 Lynchburg as they shut out Delmarva on the other end, and those two split the twin bill. That's a look around the Carolina League scoreboard. And Colin, what do you have at the high A, double A, triple A levels tonight?
Well, of course, us being in the western part of the state, I wouldn't say west North Carolina. That means that there's probably a lot of rain also coming further west in Asheville. That was the case today. Roman Asheville postponed. They will make up that ball game tomorrow, so no high A baseball for the Astros today. Out in Texas, though, the weather is clear, and in the double A Texas League, Corpus Christi Hooks currently trail San Antonio 2-1. That game is in the bottom of the sixth inning. And for the Hooks, their lone run coming on a Jordan Brewer sacrifice fly. Paz Ferreras, who was recently promoted to double A, scoring on the play, and the Hooks will try and battle back. They've had a bit of a rough start to their season, 13-23 so far. On the flip side, the Sugarland Space Cowboys have had a tremendous start to their year, and they lead currently 7-1 out in New Mexico as they're taking on Albuquerque. Bottom of the fourth inning, there was a gargantuan 460-foot home run hit clean over the scoreboard earlier in the game and came off the bat of Shea Whitcomb, his eighth home run of the season. And then later on, it was Jesus Bastidas who added his ninth home run of the season, a two-run shot. And that's where they stand currently. But right now, the Sugarland Space Cowboys just continue to roll right along. And lastly, looking down below the Woodpeckers in Florida, West Palm Beach, a walk-off victory for the FCL Astros. It was a walk-off RBI single from Herman Ramirez that gave the Astros a 7-6 win. They pick up their second win of the young season. That's a look around the Houston Astros minor league system.
Thanks, Colin. Around the big leagues tonight, the Astros lead 5-4 over Milwaukee. That game's in the bottom of the fifth inning. Jake Meyers hit a two-run home run in that game, his fourth of the year. Hunter Brown back in the starting rotation tonight, and he gives given up four runs, all earned over five innings of work. White Sox trail the Yankees in the Bronx 4-2. That game's in the top of the ninth inning. Aaron Judge has been flaming hot as of recent. He's up to 12 home runs with a solo shot today. Rays lead the Blue Jays 4-3 at the end of eight innings. Richie Palacios with a two-run home run in that game for Tampa. Guardians over the Twins 3-2 in the top of the ninth inning. Alex Kirilloff hit a solo home run in that one. We do have a small development here as the managers come together with the umpiring crew at home plate. Field crew is continuing to spread conditioner around the first base territory, shortstop, and around the third and second base bags. So they're continuing to work. I think we'll end up playing sooner rather than later here. That's the good sign and why we want to try and keep it with you before going into rain delay programming of any kind. But Patrick Leland, at the end of the day, he seems to be the most animated during these conversations. Ricky is very much go with the flow right now, or so it seems. Without having an ear directly in on the conversation down there, Ricky has mostly stayed reserved to the dugout and is willing to move in the direction I think that Kannapolis and the umpiring crew wants to go in here. Again, Fayetteville is up against it tonight, down five runs and down to their final five outs. Two are departing now, and they'll continue to drag the infield. Other scores around Major League Baseball tonight. Padres over the Braves 3-1 in the bottom of the seventh. Matt Olson had an RBI single in that game for Atlanta. Matt Waldron, who has a knuckleball in the repertoire, struck out 10 today. Big day for San Diego. Royals shutting out the Oakland A's in Kansas City, 6-0 in the bottom of the seventh inning. Mikel Garcia hit a three-run home run. Angels over the Rangers, 4-1 in the top of the fifth in Arlington. Former Campbell University ball player Zach Neto with a two-run home run, his fifth of the year in that game. Cardinals lead the Red Sox 4-3 in the bottom of the fifth. Rafael Devers homer today, his seventh of the season. Tigers and D-backs just underway in Atlanta. Later tonight, Reds and Dodgers in L.A. Rockies at Giants in San Francisco. There was a perfect game watch going on as well in Major League Baseball tonight. That has ultimately been ended. That was the Rays and Blue Jays game in which Tampa Bay Rays starting pitcher Tyler Alexander was perfect through seven innings, and he did end up giving up three hits and three earned runs, unfortunately, when he went out in the eighth inning and tried to carry on the second perfect game chance in the last calendar year.
Well, good news.
Good sign here. The Kannapolis Cannonballers, who never left their dugout, they are pouring back out onto the field. Everybody is taking their positions. And looks like we are going to be able to resume here without any sort of significant delay. To again set the stage for you in this game, Fayetteville has a runner at first base. Oliver Carrillo drew a walk. Kannapolis opted to make a pitching change. Billy Seidel's probably thrown 25 times out there on the mound in a warm-up capacity, but still has yet to throw his first official pitch of the game. Seidel returns to the mound and will throw a couple more warm-up tosses. Cesar Hernandez is scheduled to bat with a runner at first and one out. Fayetteville trailing 7-2 in the top of the eighth inning. Any other major scores we didn't get to? I think we touched on pretty much all of them. Marlins shut out the Mets today 8-0. That was the other in Miami, and the Yankees officially go final, a 4-2 win over the White Sox. Daytime game, Orioles 9-2 over the Mariners in Baltimore. Gunnar Henderson with an RBI triple in that game. So Seidel gets ready to throw to Hernandez. Billy Seidel again, his numbers on the year, 0-1 with a 3.77 ERA in 11 games. He was the Carolina League saves leader last year, 14 saves and 20 opportunities. He did have a 5.06 ERA, and the White Sox have brought him back to Kannapolis this year. It's a game number 64 in his Cannonballers career. He also pitched five times out of the Cannonballers bullpen during the 2022 season. So he's been a mainstay for K-Town in recent years. The 24-year-old that attended Duke down the road in Durham and was drafted in the 15th round by Chicago in 2022. Many of the Friday night fans have departed at this stage of the game. Some are still hanging out under the overhangs or trickling back in towards their seats. The Woodpeckers bullpen is active. A right-hander is starting to throw out there. And the rain has all but stopped. The radar has cleared up. And we are ready to try and conclude our Friday night ball game. Cesar Hernandez getting ready to stand in after the lengthy delay. And the field has conditioner in all sorts of different spots. Out in front of home plate, on the mound, out at first, short, second base, third. Here we go. Seidel uncorks a wild one up and inside. It sails all the way to the backstop. And Oliver Carrillo ends up at second base on a wild pitch. The rain stopping was supposed to help the grip issues, and Billy Seidel probably threw 30 times in a warm-up capacity out there on the mound, just to go wild on the first official offer.
And Cesar Hernandez was not too pleased to see that one come up and in. He put his hand out like, what's up with that?
Hernandez today has struck out, singled, and walked. Here's the set by Seidel, the pitch home, and a strike taken by Cesar. It is 1-1. Fayetteville with 2 runs on 6 hits. The big swing of the day, a solo home run from Wander Luciano way back in the second inning. The set in the 1-1 now. Hernandez tips it foul off of Gonzalez behind the plate. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Projected starters in tomorrow's game, game 5. Right-handed pitcher Yariel Santos for Fayetteville. Righty Seth Keener for the Cannonballers. Seidel disengages and looks the runner back to second base. 1-2 on Hernandez. The set by Seidel and the pitch. Line foul into the screen. There's only one Woodpecker who has not struck out today. That is Juan Santander. Everybody else has fanned at one stage or another. Cannonballers have been racking them up tonight. 10 total strikeouts for their pitching staff and just 2 walks surrendered. 1-2 is bounced out to first base. That conditioner tested here. It's fielded by Galani, and he hustles over to the bag himself for the 3 unassisted. Oliver Carrillo makes it down to third, and that baseball didn't do anything funny. Looks like the infield is firm enough to field those grounders. And with two outs, here comes Wander Luciano. Fayetteville playing with four outs tonight. On that ground out, Hernandez falls to 1-for-3 on the day. Luciano also 1-for-3 with his 437-foot estimated distance home run in the second inning, which would be the farthest by any Fayetteville hitter this year, passing up guys like Oliver Carrillo and Zach Daniels, who have struck for some deep 400-foot-plus homers. Carrillo at third after a foul ball, the 0-1. And Luciano, with a flinch in the knees, takes a strike on a breaking ball. It's nothing and two. Ben Petschke was on the mound for the Woodpeckers in the seventh. They went to their bullpen to close out the inning, but after the long pause, it looks like it may be Wilmy Sanchez to pitch the eighth. Next pitch is a little bit high. Emil Carcherinos got the final, got all three outs, should say, in fact, in the seventh after Petschke walked a pair, but Trino's likely done after just one inning. The 1-2 set offer, and a fly ball lifted out into center field for Asien. Lines it up, strolls forward, makes the catch of the shoulders, and that's the inning. So after a ground out and a walk, then about a half hour delay or so, Fayetteville goes down quietly and strands a runner at third base. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Kannapolis leading 7-2 when we return on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and the MILB app.
There's no better place to spend your Thursday nights in the Ville than Segra Stadium this Woodpecker season. Quench your thirst on Thirsty Thursdays, every Thursday home game with $4 16-ounce brews and $2 Pepsi products all night long. Head to the ballpark early for live music on select Thursday nights beginning at 5 p.m. at Healy's Bar. Start your weekend early all summer long at Segra Stadium's Thirsty Thursday, presented by Rock 103 FM. Visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Juan Gonzalez takes a strike, opening up the bottom of the eighth inning from new Fayetteville right-hander Wilmy Sanchez. Next pitch, a breaking ball down to the dirt and fished after for strike two. Gonzalez, Mikey Kane, and then Riku Nishida in this eighth inning. Kannapolis leading by their largest margin of the game, 7-2. They've scored in four straight innings dating back to the fourth. The pitch swung on and missed. High fastball, and down goes Gonzalez. So Wilmy Sanchez starts his day strong, coming in behind Emil Carcherinos. Chirinos got the final three outs of the seventh, or all three outs behind Petschke. Then the delay caused him to depart. And enter in Sanchez, who pitches for the second time this week on the road. First pitch fastball in at 92 miles an hour to Mikey Kane. Nishida has... Kane, that is, has singled twice, drove in a run in the fourth, And a ground ball pulled to third here. Sliding stop by Cassarella. Throws across the diamond from his knee. And a one-hopper is not in time. Mikey Kane legs it out for his third single of the game. Nice effort by Cassarella to dive atop that conditioner and get the throw off. Just didn't have enough of a base underneath him to get the long throw over in time.
That's a good effort there. Even in a perfect conditions, Chappie, that's still a tough play to be made when you have to pop up that quickly and throw it across the diamond and just couldn't quite get it over to first in time.
So now it's Riku Nishida. He's had an eventful day in the leadoff spot. The first pitch to him, down and in, and blocked by Bush. Riku worked a 12-pitch walk in the fifth inning, also had a 10-pitch at bat in the second against Alonzo Treadwell that resulted in a ground out. And in the sixth inning, he delivered one of really the big blows tonight, a two-run double down the left field line that made it 5-2 at the time. Pitch fouled back into the screen, and it's 1-1. Woodpeckers got the best of him yesterday, striking him out twice, a rare multi-strikeout game for Nishida. And he has made some adjustments today. I don't know if there's been a swing and miss all game for him. The strikes have been by way of foul ball for the most part. 1-1 home. And a fastball up and away. Actually, that was the changeup from Wilmy. Next pitch tipped in and out of Bush's glove, and the count goes to 2-2. Wilmy, no record this year, a 5.84 ERA. Tonight is eighth game of the season, all in relief. 12 strikeouts over 12 and a third innings to go along with 11 walks. And Sanchez tossing an inning and a third scoreless on Wednesday night in that 22-1 lopsided ball game in which nobody's ERA was safe. Line drive shot fell up above the third base dugout. It was Wilmy and Juan Santander who departed that record-setting defeat without any ERA damage. After a foul ball line drive, Riku Nishida once again hanging around. Two balls and two strikes. Here it comes. And he swings and lines it left side. It's fair. Inside of the line and rolling all the way down into foul territory. Running to third is Mikey Kane. And Riku Nishida strikes again, his second double tonight. First to second and third now with one out, and Ryan Burrows scheduled to bat.
Just nothing gets past him, simple as that. I don't know if he's actually had a pitch that he swung and missed on tonight. It's been one of those performances from the Kannapolis leadoff hitter.
Here's Burrows as Kannapolis threatens to score for a fifth straight inning. The first pitch to him, taken low for ball one. They scored a run in the fourth and fifth innings. And then two-run frames in the sixth and the seventh. In terms of the runs surrendered today, give you those in that breakdown. The pitch home, check swing. It got a piece of Burrows and mostly a chunk of Bush behind the plate. Theo Arndt will toss a baseball and give Bush a moment. 1-1 on Burrows. A Treadwell surrendered three runs over four innings. Walked three, struck out four. And then Ben Petschke takes the four-run hit to his ERA, swells to 8.44 with two innings of relief work. The 1-1 home. Burrows swings and flies it foul off to the right and out of play. Quiet day for Ryan Burrows, 0 for 3. He did walk and score in the seventh inning. But he's struck out a couple of times, once against Treadwell and again against Petschke. The pitch. Strikes out. A hat trick tonight for Ryan Burrows. Breaking ball down and outside. Got him. Sanchez with his second punch out in relief. And with two outs and runners at second and third, here comes Caden Connor, the lefty three-hitter.
There's been a handful of strikeouts from the pitching staff today for Fayetteville. A lot of swings and misses. Just a really tough lineup. Kannapolis lineup that really has come into today playing some of their best baseball offensively, and it is shown.
First pitch to Connor, fastball for a strike. Yeah, Kannapolis forces you to play clean ball. They'll punish you if you deliver issue walks, which hasn't been a huge problem tonight for Fayetteville. 5 walks to 10 strikeouts. And now we've got a balk. Sanchez just balked as he started to come set, and it'll bring home a run. Mikey Kane is granted home plate. Riku Nishida goes to third, and that's the second time this week that the Woodpeckers have balked with a runner at third base. Abel Mercedes did it on Wednesday night in that tough ball game. Here's the 0-1 on Connor, and a line drive lifted left side, slicing foul territory, and foul. Nothing and two on Caden Connor. 8-2 ball game. Fayetteville down by 6. Santander, Ochoa, and Casarella representing the final chances for Fayetteville come the top of the ninth inning. But it's looking like the Woodpeckers are on their way to dropping a third game here in Kannapolis over the first four. The set by Sanchez, an 0-2 home. Fastball got him looking right on that low outside corner. Wilmy strikes out 3 but surrenders the one run on 2 hits. A balk brings home Mikey Kane, and we're through 8 innings after a little bit of a delay. It's 8-2. Cannonballers with 3 outs to grab when we return for the ninth.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Marching into the night, they disappear to the left and right again.
We are into the final frame, top of the ninth inning, and officially 10 o'clock here on the East Coast. Appreciate you being a part of our Friday night coverage in Kannapolis. About a 3-hour-old ball game that had roughly a 20 to 30 minute delay in the top of the eighth inning due to some field conditions. They had to spread some conditioner all around the diamond, but the rain has halted and the baseball has resumed. Top of the ninth, and it's Juan Santander taking strike one from Billy Seidel. He's out for his second inning of relief work. He pitched a scoreless top of the eighth. I got to 2 outs of that eighth inning, should say. Two behind Brockenset, and a fly ball lifted foul off to the right. Santander behind nothing and a two. It'll be Ochoa and then Casarella. With the infield straight up, a kick and 0-2 offer. And Santander takes outside. He's the only Woodpecker that has not struck out tonight. Kannapolis pitching has fanned 10 and only issued 2 walks. The kick and the 1-2 struck him out. Fastball sets down Santander. And now all Woodpeckers have struck out at one point or another in this one. Make sure to stick around following the conclusion of this ball game if you'd like to continue your patience tonight. Woodpeckers post-game show, where we will break down the events of this one and get you set for tomorrow's Game 5 in K-Town. Slider low and outside. We're going to the Cheerwine Festival during the day. That should be fun. Taking some Woodpeckers staff out to Salisbury down the road about 20 minutes. Where they have a big street fair where a Cheerwine was founded initially back in the early 19-teens, I think. Pitch inside. And if you're a West Coast listener, not from the East Coast, Cheerwine is it's pretty good, I got to say. It's like a cherry soda.
Mm.
Colin, you didn't know about Cheerwine until you moved south.
No, I did not.
2-0. Check swing. They appeal up the line, and Ochoa did not go.
Probably,
3 balls and no strikes.
Probably be, you know, have a dozen of those Cheerwine ales, considering the Bruins.
Games May 11th, June 11th, and September 4th. Enjoy tasty Latin-inspired food items from the concession stands. Mark your calendars. The first 1,000 fans through the gates on Los Guerreros kickoff night, May 11th, will receive a Guerreros bucket hat thanks to Blue Diamond Transportation. Get your tickets now for La Noche de los Guerreros at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
Interested in keeping up with all things Woodpeckers? Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
It's time to wrap the action on the Woodpeckers postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
Welcome back to Atrium Health Ballpark for the final time tonight. This is the Woodpeckers postgame show. Andrew Chapman and Colin Casey, thanking you for being a part of our Friday night coverage here on the road in Kannapolis. Woodpeckers led briefly tonight 2-0, but ultimately gave up 8 unanswered runs as Kannapolis runs away with it. A 8-2 final score. Cannonballers have won 3 of 4 in this series. And best Fayetteville can hope for is a win Saturday and Sunday to grab a split before heading to Salem next week for another road trip. Tonight, the Woodpeckers got a pair of runs early. Second inning, Wander Luciano absolutely punished a ball out into left center field. One of the longest home runs for Fayetteville this year, an estimated distance of 437 feet. Been a month since Luciano homered. He went deep to make it 1-0. Against the starter Grant Taylor in his single-A debut. Right after the home run, Juan Santander, he singled, and two batters later with two outs, Will Bush connected for a single of his own to make it a 2-0 game. Fayetteville at that point sent Alonzo Treadwell back to the mound with the lead. Kannapolis got a run on a single, tied the game with an RBI hit in the fourth, scored one more in the fifth, two in the sixth, two in the seventh, and one in the eighth. To close it out today. They score in each of the final 5 innings of this game to take it by an 8-2 final. The loss ultimately goes to Alonzo Treadwell, who falls in this game after giving up the 3 earned runs. Treadwell goes to 1-2 on the year. Brockenstedt gets the win for Kannapolis. Jake Brockenstedt in middle relief. He goes to 2-3. Fayetteville, 2 runs, 6 hits, 1 error. In Kannapolis, 8 runs on 11 hits. And no errors. The Woodpeckers have now dropped 5 of the last 6 games and will try and right the ship tomorrow at 7 o'clock with projected starter Yeriel Santos on the mound for Fayetteville and right-hander Seth Keener going for Kannapolis. Final time of game tonight, 3 hours and 5 minutes. No official delay, although there was about a 20-minute pause in the 8th inning due to field conditions as the ground crew worked on drying up the infield. Atrium Health Ballpark, Friday attendance, 3,835. We hope you'll join us again tomorrow. Big thanks to Colin Casey here in the broadcast booth with me and everybody who tuned in tonight. Fans sticking around for some post-game fireworks, I believe, here in Kannapolis in this one. 8-2, the final score. Kannapolis gets it done today. Fayetteville try and bounce back tomorrow. We'll see you then for a 6:50 pregame show. Until then, we say goodnight from K-Town. This has been Woodpeckers Baseball on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. So long.